This is the NTT IndyCar Series.
Boy, they are slipping and sliding left and right, and Pato O'Ward spins right in turn number 8.
Joseph Newgarden exits turn number 11. Back in, starts to step out. Kyle Kirkwood has closed in. No.
They go to work. We put the stopwatch on. We watch for a potential front wing adjustment. They talk about it.
Kyle Kirkwood has taken Long Beach by storm. He's got a four-car length advantage out of turn number 7.
Looks here like comes it. Kyle Kirkwood to the checkered flag for the final time.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, guys.
With live flag-to-flag coverage from Barber Motorsports Park, this is the IndyCar Radio Network.
In 2010, the NTT IndyCar Series descended upon beautiful Barber Motorsports Park, and it's become a marriage made in motorsports heaven. This is Mark James. Welcome to the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix over the next over the previous 12 events, we should have said. Series champs and Indy 500 champs have fared well, but lately, rising stars like Alex Palou and Pato O'Ward have posted impressive wins here. Set to drive the fastest seat in sport is our driver analyst, Davey Hamilton. And, Davey, we are coming off a race at Long Beach that saw a first-time winner.
How about that? And we could have one here. I think Romain Grosjean, sitting on the pole, looks good this week. Teammate of Kyle Kirkwood, who got his first win last week. So I think excited for him. And I think that the first three or four, or first two rows, I should say, first four guys really have the opportunity. But if it's anything like that Indy next race, Mark, looks like the pole sitter has a big advantage.
Some drivers like Colton Herta, Marcus Ericsson, and unbelievably Scott Dixon would like to get their first ever win. They're starting, most of them, toward the front of the field. Ericsson, though, among them, has some work to do.
Yeah, he does have some work to do. And Scott Dixon, I can't believe he hasn't won here, but he's been runner-up 6 times, so you never know when it's his turn. And you know he's hungry for it. He wants to win everywhere he goes, so don't count him out. But Ericsson, you're right, has a little bit of work to do. Those Ganassi cars, as we know, are fast, but Palou's sitting outside front row right now, so he's got the next best opportunity.
Grosjean, Palou, Pato O'Ward, Scott McLaughlin in the first couple of rows. I know that, for one, Joseph Newgarden was a little disappointed in not making the fast 6. There were some issues for Will Power during his qualifying run. He'll start a little deeper in the field at 11.
Yeah, and what's going to happen, I think, amongst some of these teams, the multi-cars are going to go to some different strategies. It's either a 2-stopper or a 3-stopper. So I think you're going to see that being taken advantage of some of these multi-car teams. And why not? If you're in the back and it's difficult to pass, you might as well throw a little strategy in there.
How huge is it for Andretti Autosport to pick up that badly needed win with Kyle Kirkwood? It's always fun to get a driver his first ever win. But, I mean, with Romain Grosjean coming oh so close the first couple of races, and we talked to Michael Andretti earlier today during the final practice session, he gives me the impression, Davey, he's feeling about as good about that Andretti Autosport team as he's felt in quite some time.
For a long time, as he said, they've looked at themselves behind the scenes this winter and said, what do we have to do to be better? They fixed it. I think they're very fast. They have great teammates. They're all getting along well. Obviously, the information between all the teammates and that team, engineers and so forth, it's working. Andretti seems to be back on a roll right now to have the opportunity to win this race.
And they're getting on a roll that they hope they stay on a roll at a time when they start to head to 16th at Georgetown in Indianapolis, where it's a place that Michael, as a team owner, has had a fair amount of success.
Yeah.
Momentum, I think, is really key over the next couple of races before we get to the Oval.
Yeah, no, the Indy 500 is what we're all shooting for, right? And you know Michael, he's more hungry than anybody, a guy that's led so many laps there himself but not able to win it, knows how important and how that race is, and now his only chance to win that 500 is to continue doing it as a team owner. So, yeah, they're going to be hungry for that race for sure.
Tell us a little bit about this racetrack. Where are the most challenging portions of it?
Well, you know, I think every corner is challenging here. It's such high commitment around this racetrack, and I think, you know, just getting into turn one at such high speed, we've seen some, you know, it's easy to run off outside of that corner, and then getting into turn two, it's, you know, a lot of g-force through turn two, over a hill, going down into 4 and 5, Charlotte's Web, where we're going to have a prime spot to watch. I think that's the best overtaking spot, but every corner here, Mark, just high commitment and a lot of fun, and grip seems to be good, track's clean and good. It's kind of the same for all the drivers, so I have to think that just how are their cars going to be at the end of these long runs, and that's where we're going to see most overtaking.
And you talked about that 2- and 3-stop strategy. One of the concerns for some of these drivers is the alternate compounds being able to last as long as a fuel stint lasts.
Yeah, that's right, and I don't think they will. These tires go back to 2021. The Reds just really didn't hold on that good, which is sometimes good for our sport and good for us all to watch, but it's going to be a challenge if it goes completely a full stint without a yellow on these Reds for all these drivers.
An announcement earlier today, we'll be back here here at least through 2027, and that's been well documented as to why this place was built. Discuss some of the things that you've noticed over the years, some of the changes that they have made that has improved the overall quality of this course for the MTT IndyCar Series.
You know, it's such a beautiful facility, and they didn't have to change a lot, but they had to change a little bit, some curbing areas, just some areas to make it a little easier for our cars over a motorcycle course. And I think it's mostly under the curbing situation that they opened them up a little bit. They added some curve or widened them out. Still tricky, still very technical, but they continue just to open arms for Indy cars, and I love that. And they do what it takes, and the crowd of this facility today, I'm amongst it right now, it's pretty unbelievable.
Ray Hall, Letterman, Lanigan Racing needing a boost to their fortunes. Got it. Christian Lundgaard made the fast six. He'll roll off sixth. One team that we expected to perhaps be a championship contender that struggled out of the gate, they have some work to do. Talking about Meyer Shank Racing, Simon Pagino in row number 8, Elio Castroneves in row number 11 today.
Yeah, not where they want to be. These two guys, they want to win races still. They're not done winning. They're Indy 500 champions. That team's won the Indy 500. They have some work to do. They're working hard. They know what it takes to win races, and they're going to continue to fight for that. And so there's a lot of teams in the back. Ray Hall, Letterman, they look like they're a little bit better coming into this event. And then you got, you know, teams like Foyt and Coyne that have a lot of work to do to try to get prepared for that Indy 500 especially.
And you've talked to some of those crew members. I was privy to some of those conversations as we made our way through the paddock, and they're all very matter-of-fact, and it's got to be frustrating, and unfortunately we've all been in those situations where things aren't going well, you're not being successful no matter the sport, and the toughest thing is to try to figure out exactly what it is and then go about fixing it.
That's right. I mean, it's, you know, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it, and these shock packages, I think, are the most important thing, and I think that's where some of these teams are lacking, just in the shock program. And getting the engineers to work with the drivers. They're Dallara cars. They're all the same. But, man, getting them all the same speed is just not that easy, Mark.
Well, talk about the significance of that shock package. I mean, yeah. That basically is the primary thing that you can make adjustments on these race cars.
Yeah, and with a lot of teams are making their own. You know, Penske has his own. Ganassi, Andretti, they have their own package. So they keep it tight to the chest and what they have to make it work. You can't just go buy shocks off the shelf anymore and just adjust on them a little bit to make them good. These teams are making their own. And it's a big deal. It's $1 million project to really get a good shock program going, and so that's a huge part of your budget is just that, and that's one of the things you could change to make your car so much better.
From a weather standpoint, we couldn't have fared any better this weekend. Friday was a picture perfect day. The rain held off Saturday. Plenty of rain here overnight, probably washed and scrubbed some of that rubber off the racetrack, but because of the fact that we've had, you know, Indy Next and some other forms of racing here, you were out in the two-seater earlier. Did the thing rubber back up pretty good?
It actually did really good. I mean, it's like nothing changed from yesterday between all the other forms of racing that went on, and it's rubbered back up looking good as Ferrucci goes by right now. He's got a lot of work to do today as well, but it has, Mark. It really looks good out there. It feels good. I think these drivers know right where their cars are, and we're going to find out really soon once that green flag comes out. I think they're going to all have close to the same speed, but about 15, 20 laps in, we'll see the cars are going to continue fast and the ones that are going to struggle.
This has never run caution-free. The most we've ever had is 6 in 2011. Where do you think we're going to fall? Somewhere in between that?
Oh, man, I'm not going to say. Let's just hope it's caution-free, but I'm going to say that 4 or 5 range.
Well, you enjoy the fastest seat in sports, and shortly after that, we'll see you right here in the broadcast booth.
Okay, I'll be there soon.
And thanks. We will start to hear from the field of 27 when we come back to Barber Motorsports Park. Pre-race festivities roll along. Georgia Henneberry will join us right about the drop of the green flag. She will join Alex Wolf and our Michael Young on pit road. Michael and Alex going to talk to many of the field at 27, set to roll off in a little over a half an hour or so. Hello, Michael.
Well, good afternoon, Mark James. We're here with Joseph Newgarden, and after qualifying yesterday, Joseph, I'm getting good at reading your body language, and I knew yesterday was probably not the best time to talk to you after qualifying, but a smile on your face today.
Yeah, it's hard when you get out of the car. I was pretty frustrated. I felt like we had for sure a quicker car than seventh, but you know, seventh's obviously not a disaster either. I think it's a good starting point. I knew we could have been higher. But I'm excited for today. I really think the PPG car is quick. Team Chevy's done a tremendous job as always. And there's plenty of opportunity today.
Pretty impressive 100 days to Indy. You were like the star of the show starting off here at the first episode.
Well, that's what I heard. But, you know, I think they're doing something different every episode, which is good. I can't wait to see the next ones and, you know, see other people's lives. I'm sure it's going to be fascinating. But, yeah, just excited for the whole series. I feel like there's good momentum. And, you know, there's a lot of great storylines here. There's a lot of great people across the board, you know, throughout the entire team. So it'll be interesting, you know, how much they can cover.
Okay, best of luck today.
Thank you.
Three-time winner here, Joseph Newgarden, Mark Janes.
Let's go to Alex Wolf.
And talking to David Malukas and Callum Eilat as Will Power rolling off in the 11th starting position. Will, all weekend long and all day long, the big question's been two stops or three. What do you think for the Verizon Chevrolet today?
Yeah, it's going to depend on whether yellows fall at the beginning or not. You know, there's going to be guys jumping around 8 to 10. At lap 8 or 10, you'll see people peel off and start the three-stop cascade, I would say, of people following. But we're just waiting to see for us in our position. We're just waiting to see. We have no firm set strategy yet. We're going to do it on the fly based on who pits, who doesn't, yellows, all that. That's what it's going to be.
And you talking about those yellows and waiting where they're going to be. The big question, too, the reds versus the blacks. How's the balance of the car feel on each set?
Oh, the reds are a lot better. The reds to me are very strong based on warm-up. Yeah, I think it'll be tough starting on blacks trying to hold people off.
Well, it should be an exciting day. Best of luck.
Yep. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Michael?
Alex Pillow, and we were just talking with Will Power. He said the reds. He loves the reds. How about you?
Oh, yeah, I like them too, as long as they last. But yeah, it was good learning during the warm-up. I think the number 10 Ridgeline Lubricants car has been really good all weekend, and it was the same at the warm-up. So, yeah, hopefully it's going to be an interesting race. I think we've been pretty strong, so, yeah, looking forward to it.
The big question is, can you get this done in two stops?
I don't know. I think everybody's on the same mindset now, trying to decide what the race is going to be. But I think that we don't know until we're all out on track, trying to make that two-stop work or just go for it since the beginning. So, yeah, we'll see. It's going to be interesting for the fans and also for the drivers. So,
winner back in 2021, we wish you all the best today.
Thank you.
That's Alex Pillow. He'll start on the outside of row number one, Alex Wolf.
And Kyle Kirkwood, 2 weeks ago, your first pole, your first win in IndyCar competition. That was then, and this is now. What do you think about your chances to maybe go second straight win in a row?
A little bit slimmer starting from 12th, of course. We're going to maximize what we can today. I think it's going to be a really split strategy, as I'm sure everyone's kind of hearing. There's some different ideas on tires. It's curious how it's going to play out, right? Because if a caution comes for early for the guys on the three-stop, it's not going to be good. It's going to help the two-stop guys out. So we'll see what happens, see how it shakes out.
Josiah, just a little bit ago, getting some kinetic tape on the neck. This, of course, we talk about how physically demanding it is over sort of one lap in a qualifying type thing, but just describe how demanding it is physically over a 90-lap distance.
It's going to be extremely physical. Of course, having tires at deg and whatnot, it makes it a little bit easier, but we're not really seeing that here this year. So it's just going to be constantly on kill all the way through unless you're fuel saving. So it's hard on the neck. You got to run a little bit of a pad because we're pulling 3 or 4 G sustained for like 10 seconds at one point. So it's really tough. It's really tough, really physical track. It's pretty warm now. All of it plays kind of against the driver, but we're athletes. We train for this exact reason right here, so we'll get through it.
Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Over to Michael.
Yeah, with Marcus Erickson. He's taking a photo. A photo op always available. And he's actually, all the Children's of Alabama kids are here. And Charlie, your representative, actually gave the command for the Indy Next race. So you're kind of with royalty, Marcus.
Yeah, it's super cool. So, yeah, it's exciting. I was here, you know, a bit early for the race. I went to the Children's of Alabama hospital and saw some kids there. And it was very nice to see these kids and, you know, see how happy and positive they are, you know. So I think it's a great course. And, yeah, I'm excited to be here.
It's great to have them representing here. Talk about your starting position inside of row number 7. Very difficult to pass. What's the plan today?
Yeah, it's obviously not ideal starting back in 13th. We were, you know, aiming for more than that, but still not terrible. I think we can race from there. It's going to be interesting to see two-stopper, three-stopper. That's the question. We're starting on the red, so hopefully that will help us move forward a bit in the beginning of the race, and then we just have to, you know, make a decision, basically. We're pretty open to both strategies, so it's going to be an interesting race because of that, I think.
We'll wish you all the best today.
Thank you so much.
That's Marcus Erickson. He'll start on the inside of row number 7, Alex Wolf.
And Alexander Rossi on the outside of the 5th row. And so, Alexander, I talked yesterday to your teammates, Zapato and Felix. They think this is going to be a fuel-safe type race. So what do you think with your Arrow McLaren Chevrolet?
It can go both ways, man. There's two options out there. It'll be interesting to see what everyone chooses.
Well, we talk about the Blacks versus the Reds all weekend long as well. How's the balance felt with the 7 car?
Yeah, man, it's been really good. And we didn't do a good enough job in round 2 of qualifying, but the car's been strong all weekend and really happy with what we have. And I think we're in for a good day. It's going to be interesting because there's certainly going to be one strategy that becomes the clear favorite. But none of us know that until we get out there and get halfway through the race.
I look forward to seeing what happens out there. Best of luck.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much.
Over to Michael Young.
Yeah, Scott Dixon, really quick in that final practice session. This is one of those tracks you haven't won at. We've got St. Pete and the Grand Prix here in Alabama. Get these out of the way or at least get a win today, huh?
There's a few of them, man, but we'll keep trying. We'll keep knocking on the door. I think we've had maybe 9 or 10 podiums here, but never the right spots. So we'll work hard, see what we can get today. I think it'll be an interesting race, especially with tire dig and also fuel mileage. I think it's going to be really tough for some car and driver combos, especially for the two-stopper. So we'll see, man. See what brings.
Can you make a full stint on the Reds, do you think?
It seems, you know, last year for sure, they went back to the 21 tire, which, you know, seemed to have more dig. But honestly, it doesn't feel like it's gone all the way back there. So, you know, we'll see. It's always difficult to tell in the warm-up just because you don't run the laps that you need to. And plus, the track is always cooler. So it is a cooler day, but the sun is out, so the track will be pretty hot.
Well, we wish you all the best. Get that win today.
Thanks, man. Cheers.
Scott Dixon will start on the inside of row number 3, Alex Wolf.
And Rinus Vicke will roll off from the inside of row number 5. And Rinus, we talked after qualifying yesterday about the strong effort you had after that 30-minute warm-up session. What do you think for the 21 car this afternoon?
I think we're going to be really fast. This morning, our race pace was really good. Tires hanging pretty well. But, you know, it's a long race. It might be a lot of fuel saving, depending on yellows. So it's going to be a long one, and it will be decided at the end. But I think starting 9th, we have a good chance.
Certainly should be. Always run well here at Barber. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Over to Michael.
Yeah, Christian Lundgaard, the big player in the Rahal Letterman-Lanigan camp. I talked to your race strategist, Ricardo Nault. He goes, hopefully we get that first win this weekend. What say you?
I mean, I want to win all of them. We've got a good shot at it this weekend. The last time I was in the Firestone Fast 6 and started 6th, I finished on the podium at the Indy GP last year in end of July. So we've got to keep it going. We've had a good car all weekend. We weren't as competitive in warm-up this morning, but I also think that the track condition didn't really suit us, and it's kept going warmer this afternoon. So I think we'll be in good shape.
See if we can get that win today for you. Best of luck.
I'll try. Thank you.
There you go. Christian Lundgaard starts at the outside of row number 3. Alex Wolf.
Third starting position, the defending champion of this race at Barber Motor Sports Park is Pato O'Ward. And Pato, yesterday you told me after qualifying that there was going to be maybe a more importance than usual with the warm-up session after that half hour on the track. What do you think for the 5 car?
I think it's still a roll of dice, either 2-stop, 3-stop. We've obviously got some good track position, so yeah, I think it'll the first 5 laps will be a big teller of what people end up doing, if there's a yellow, not a yellow. So we'll see what challenges head our way and tackle them.
Seems to be a lot of flexibility with that 2 versus 3 strategy. Is it, like you said, those first 5 laps going to sort of tell the tale with how it feels on the tires?
It's all about, I mean, it's so tight now, it's so hard to pass. You either need to have somebody with a massive pace advantage in front of you to be able to get by him, or on a completely different strategy. If you're on the same one, you're pretty much going to be stuck.
Wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, man.
Over to Michael.
We're going to have to make this quick. Scott, you're getting ready to be introduced. Your thoughts today of the race at final practice session. How do you look?
Yeah, I feel good. Good wrench and Chevy fast. To see if we can look after our tires and have good fuel mileage, and hopefully we're back here.
There you go. We'll wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Scott McLaughlin starts on the outside of row number 2. Alex Wolf.
Starting on the pole position, Roman Grosjean. And you've really had a hot stretch to start the season, the runner-up at Long Beach. And Roman, what do you think is it going to take to get that first NTT IndyCar Series win today?
Good work, the right strategy, the good driving, good pit stop, and execute everything well. And, win is just a consequence of what we do on track.
Well, we've been talking to everybody here in this pre-race about 2 stops versus 3. Is it sort of set in stone for you, or is it going to be a wait-and-see attitude for what everybody else is doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough race. There's going to be a lot of strategy open. but hope we can have a nice boring race at the front.
Oh, we certainly hope for that for you. But with the Andretti Auto Sport team, we've talked about it time and again. Really a lot of teamwork and seems to be a real boost of spirit right now.
Yeah, the team is doing really good. So I'm excited and looking forward to the race.
Wish you the best of luck. Romain Grosjean starting on the pole position.
Okay, good stuff, guys. And the field being introduced to the crowd here as we get ready to roll off a little bit later on in the next hour for the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix of Alabama. And a field of 27 cars with Romain Grosjean and Alex Palou rolling off of the front row. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the IndyCar Radio Network.
Hey race fans, it's Colton Herta, driver of the number 26 Andretti Autosport. Did you miss the premiere of 100 Days to Indy? Catch up on all the action by streaming the first episode now on the CW app.
Pre-race festivities continue. Let's hear more from Colton Herta.
And Colton Herta on the pit lane talking to Callum Mylod right now. And Colton, such a tight qualifying session. You end up 14th on the starting grid. A lot of talk about strategy going into this one for you and this Gainbridge Honda team. Is that strategy set in stone, or is there a lot of flexibility built in based on not only what you do, but what those around you do?
No, it's there's nothing for sure, because I'm sure you've heard that from pretty much everybody. Fuel number's big. And you got to react. You know, if a lot of guys start pitting, you got to react. If your car is good and you're fast and you're good at saving fuel, you might be able to make it work. Or if you're fast when you're flat out, you kind of have to try the three stop. It's kind of up in the air. Fuel numbers, you're burning a little bit more fuel than last year, so it'll be a little bit harder for the two stoppers. But yeah, I feel confident that we can do it either way, but we just got to wait and see, get stuck in, hopefully have a good start, move up some positions, and see where we're at from there.
Starting on the alternate reds, how's the balance feel on the reds versus the blacks with the 26 car?
Pretty typical. We have a little bit more understeer on the reds, but that's fairly normal. I'm fairly happy with the car. Warm-up's really good for us. You know, we felt really fast on the blacks, really fast on the reds too. Obviously P2 in that session, so we're looking to have a good day here.
Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Over to Michael Young.
Yeah, Felix Rosenquist will start on those sticker reds. The big question is 2-3. How reactive are you going to have to be today to what the rest of the field does?
Yeah, it's been a really hard call to judge which strategy you want to be on. Also the different tires. You know, it's one of those where it's a 50-50 shot going into the race, but it's definitely one strategy that's going to be the wrong one, and you can't really predict which one it is. So we're probably gonna save fuel, try for the two stopper. I think most people at the front will do it. Probably the guys on blacks will try for a three stopper and get that pit sequence going. And apart from that, you know, you just have to hopefully climb a couple of spots in the beginning and then settle in. And dude, it's going to be interesting to see how the yellow falls on this one.
You talk about saving fuel. You'll be on those sticker reds. Getting through a stint, will that be tough to get done?
We don't know, but I think it'll be fine, especially when you're saving the fuel. You just look after the tires quite a lot more. So I think on a flat-out stint, it's probably hard to do a full stint, but no one's going to have to do that anyway. So I don't think tires are super worrying. It's more the fuel and just the yellows, man. It can really make or break your race here. So we're going to be at, you know, flexible and just see what happens.
Make sure you keep that lead out of that foot so you can save fuel.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Felix Rosenquist will start on the outside of row number 4, Alex Wolf.
Callum Mylod rolls off of the 15th starting position. We were talking a little bit earlier with some dignitaries from Hukos Hollinger Racing. And Callum, we talked yesterday after that qualifying session. You had that half hour this morning to fine-tune the car one last time. What do you think your chances of moving up through the field in the 77 car here this afternoon?
Yeah, I think we fine-tuned a little bit more the car. We had a problem with something in the practice, or the warm-up, sorry, which meant that we spent the whole time fixing that before this race. So hopefully that's all good, but it was necessary. And then overall, yeah, I think we'll make up a few positions. Such a tight field. Obviously, the guys at the front are doing quite well, and maybe a little bit further in front, but we can definitely move through some positions. And then, yeah, it's going to be a fuel-saving race. Maybe you get some people do that three stop, make it work. We've got to see. We've got to play it by ear.
I mean, the strategist is always an important part here in the NTT IndyCar Series, but this is especially today because you're just sort of doing the task at hand, and he's got to keep an eye on what's going on and seeing if maybe he's got to do the opposite of what everybody else is doing.
Yeah, but you've got to make that decision before you even know you need to make that decision. That's the problem with this. yeah, it's real important. The strategy is massive here. But the fuel savings even bigger. If you can make it work on a two-stop, you'll be good. But I think there's going to be a couple of people struggling to do that.
Look forward to seeing what you're able to do. Best of luck this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
That's Callum Ilott.
Michael Young.
Graham Rahal will start on the inside of row number 10. Graham having a conversation, daughter in hand as he gets ready to go. Graham, some positive news with Christian Lundgaard and what he found as far as speed goes yesterday. Thoughts on your run today and what he found. Is it going to transfer over to you?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, we've kind of adapted their setup to our car, and we'll see how that plays out today. In warm-up, it was better. But this is going to be a tough race today. I think, you know, a lot of guys are pushing very hard. Obviously, the fuel number is going to be important as well. The wind is pretty high today, so there's a lot of things that can catch you out. So we got to be smart, stay out of trouble, and, you know, starting back where we start, we got a lot of work to do, but we'll get through it.
Is this one of those situations where it's a strategy race for you and you're going to play more of the strategy game?
I think everybody's thinking the same way, which is a two. You know, everybody I've talked to is thinking that way, but some guys just flat out won't be able to get the number at the pace they need. So we'll see what happens here.
Best of luck to you.
Thanks.
That's Graham Rahal. Guys, he'll start on the inside of row 10.
Alex Michael, 16 of the top 20. Tremendous insight for fans listening along the way. Well done, fellows. Kyle Kirkwood earned his first IndyCar Series victory, winning the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach from the pole. It was his 20th career start, and it's third with Andretti after a season with Foyt Racing. He led 53 of 85 laps and took the lead for good on lap 56. His teammate, Romain Grosjean, today's pole sitter, finished second. It was the first 1-2 finish for Andretti since Colton Herta and Alexander Rossi in the second race at Mid-Ohio in 2020. Now, as heard here on IndyCar Radio, here's the recap of the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. Just two cautions for seven laps. Marcus Ericsson grabbed third. Colton Herta was fourth, and Alex Palou was fifth.
We're getting ready to go racing here on the streets of Long Beach.
And the alignment was very, very late. The rear of the field pretty much single file, although for the battle for third is three wide as they head to jQuery.
They are three wide indeed. Marcus Ericsson went to the outside of Kyle Kirkwood, but Kirkwood, the rookie, was able to shut that door. Actually, second-year driver, first time on pole for Kyle Kirkwood. He is very clean through the fountain area. Everybody starts to mind their P's and Q's, but one car did not make it through, Mark. It's Elio Castroneves, one of the former winners, as Kyle Kirkwood, under a full course caution, leads Marcus Ericsson and Romain Grosjean through turn number six. Castroneves now side by side, going to make contact with Canepino. That shuffles Joseph Newgarden in front, and Kyle Kirkwood gets around it as well.
Boy, they are slipping and sliding left and right, and Pato O'Ward spins right in turn number eight, and everybody scatters to try to avoid him. He backs it into the tire barriers. Alex Palou had to come to a near stop, but that's going to kick Pato O'Ward to the rear of the field. They're still dicing into turn number nine, but Michael, the biggest winner of all, is Joseph Newgarden, your new race leader.
It's like the timing of that stop was pretty good. Might be interesting. jQuery, let's call it. Let's see Kyle Kirkwood coming off pit road. Let's see how well he timed it.
So Kyle Kirkwood will blend himself into pit road. Right now he has a wide open straightaway. As a matter of fact, Kyle Kirkwood now goes into turn number one. He got into that turn before Romain Grosjean, and then Joseph Newgarden just behind him.
It has been a joy to watch this young driver's maturation through the open wheel ranks. And now today, as he gets his first pole, goes on to get his first win. Here comes Kyle Kirkwood, Mark Jaynes, to the checkered flag for the final time.
The Advance Auto Parts checkered flag flies, and for the first time, Kyle Kirkwood goes to victory lane. He wins the historic Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. Romain Grosjean grabs the second spot. Marcus Ericsson is third. Colton Herta fourth. Alex Palou completes the top five.
You know, the team made it easy on me. Andretti Autosport, I mean, those guys made it really, really easy on me. One of the easier races I've ever had, and Brian told me that. He's like, look, it's no different than any of the Road to Indy stuff. Of course, it was tough there in the middle when I got stuck behind Newgarden, but kept it calm. We knew the strategy was going to play out in our favor, and it surely did there, and I'm so thankful for them because they're the ones that guided me to this victory today.
Well, the NTT IndyCar Series continues to lead the field in the race for equality and change. Louisa Macer is back with more in this week's On Track with Diversity, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant.
Today we have Jackie Lay, Senior Director of Community Engagement of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Indiana, to give us an inside look on how to be involved with the new exciting campaign this May.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Indiana. We're a one-to-one youth mentoring organization. Our mission is to create and support one-to-one mentoring relationships that ignite the power and promise of youth in our community. And so we are really excited to partner up with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway to recruit 500 bigs by the Indy 500. We know that having a mentor in your life is so impactful for the young people in our community. So IMS has very quickly jumped on board to be able to help us recruit as many volunteers as possible.
On Track with Diversity is brought to you by Gallagher. For 95 years, in communities across the globe, Gallagher's insurance, risk management, and consulting solutions have helped businesses face their future with confidence. Gallagher. To learn more, visit AJG.com.
With his third place finish in Long Beach, Indy 500 champion Marcus Ericsson has totaled 110 points and leads Pottawa Ward by 15 points coming into today's race. So Ward finished 17th at Long Beach after strong performances to start the season. At Texas and St. Pete, Alex Palou is third, just 4 points back of Ward. Joseph Newgarden is fourth, but it's been a feast or famine season for him. He scored just 13 points to open the season at St. Pete and finished ninth at Long Beach, sandwiched in between a win at Texas. Kyle Kirkwood's win at Long Beach vaulted him to fifth with 74 points. 47 points separate the top 12, those from 15th on back, thanks to some bad luck and lackluster performances that need to get hot in order to salvage their season. Talking about Alexander Rossi, who's currently 15th in points. Felix Rosenquist is 16th. Elio Castro Neves is 20th. Rinus VK is 22nd. And Simon Pagenaud is currently 24th. Well, bumping is back at the Indianapolis 500. Thoughts are already turning to the month of May. The Indy 500 presented by Gainbridge. 34 cars will compete for 33 starting spots in the greatest spectacle of racing. It's exciting. PPG presents Armed Forces qualifying on Saturday, May 20th and Sunday, May 21st at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. There's also more at stake during qualifying than just a spot in the race on Sunday, May 28th. The top 12 drivers on the starting grid will receive NTT IndyCar Series points, with the NTT P1 award winner earning 12, number 2 starter 11, then in descending order to the 12th starter, earning one extra point. And we will, throughout the course of this show, share the qualifying format. 17 turns, couple of talented turn announcers to give their bird's eye view of the action they'll be calling today. We'll start first by welcoming in Nick Yeoman, who has his hot spot. Nick, that's turn number 5.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mark. Really excited to help call this one once again at this fabulous gem of the South, Barber Motorsports Park. We'll be calling them as they leave turn number 4 and head downhill. The part of the racetrack you're going to hear called Charlotte's Web throughout the course of the day. It's a double apex left-handed corner, turns 5 and 6. We call it Charlotte's Web because there is a gigantic statue of a spider that sits in the grass in the middle of the field. There's also a net web that's cut and painted around that spider as well. It's one of many unique characteristics. Sometimes I feel like this place is like opening up one of those Where's Waldo books. You can find statues of wildlife all over this place. The plants, the trees, just a tremendous racetrack here. Turn number 5, though, is the hot spot. It is the best passing point on the racetrack. We'll see him go 2 wide, sometimes even 3 wide through that part of the racetrack. When they leave turn 5, it opens up for turn number 6, where there is a long straightaway, bit of a kink of turn number 7. They'll roar underneath a pedestrian bridge and reach some impressive speeds before they pop into the view of Jake Query, who is set up at the fabulous Barber Motorsports Museum.
Thank you so much, Nick. It is turn number 8 that they will be navigating when they pop into my view. If they look to their right, they will notice that they are about to go downhill around an absolutely gorgeous 3-tiered water fountain here at Barber Motorsports Park. When they take that long right sweeping turn number 9, they get to the bottom of it, and they are actually just outside of the Barber Motorsports Park Museum, which is where I am perched on the 5th floor to call the action here for many years straight. As a matter of fact, I have been here to call this action, and 700 motorcycles behind me, the largest collection of Lotus race cars anywhere under one roof in the world. Mark, it's a great place to be. We look forward to calling the action here today.
And let's join pre-race festivities.
It would rest upon us that you would provide safety, that your favor would continue to shine down upon us and even upon our country. We lift up all of our soldiers and civic leaders to you and this special day. Protect us all, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Here today to honor America with the singing of our national anthem, please welcome Opera Birmingham star Allison Sanders.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's
Here's today's NTT IndyCar Series starting lineup, presented by Advance Auto Parts. Row 14.
Santino Ferrucci, United States.
Row 13.
Marcus Armstrong, New Zealand.
Benjamin Peterson, Denmark and United States.
Row 12.
Jack Harvey, United Kingdom.
Stingray Robb, United States.
Row 11.
Agustin Canapino, Argentina.
Helio Castroneves, Brazil.
Row 10.
Connor Daly, United States.
Graham Rahal, United States of America.
Row 9.
Devlin DeFrancesco, Canada.
David Malukas, United States.
Row 8.
Simon Fagenaud, France.
Callum Milo, United Kingdom.
Row 7.
Colton Herta, United States.
Marcus Ericsson, Sweden.
Row 6.
Kyle Kirkwood, United States.
Will Power, Australia.
Row 5.
Alexander Rossi, United States.
Rinus VK, the Netherlands.
Row 4.
Felix Rosenquist, Sweden.
Joseph Newgarden, United States.
Row 3.
Christian Lundgaard, Denmark.
Scott Dixon, New Zealand.
Row 2.
Scott McLaughlin, New Zealand.
Patricio Ward, Monterrey, Mexico.
On the outside of row 1.
Alex Palou, Spain.
And starting on the pole.
Romain Grosjean, France.
Today's starting lineup is presented by Advance Auto Parts, the official checkered flag of the NTT IndyCar Series.
Just a couple of minutes away from the command. Let's go back to pit road, check in with Michael Young.
Yeah, here standing down on pit lane, and Greg Penske joining the namesake of this place, George Barber Motorsports Park, and we'll interrupt that conversation, but obviously, Roger Penske here. Thank you, Greg. George, did you ever dream this vision would ever get as big as it has become? We just talked, and you asked, how do we like this place? We can absolutely say we love this place. To see it grow, to see this extension back to 2027, it's just fantastic.
Well, I never dreamed when we first did it that we'd have an Indy race this big, and here it is. It's just unbelievable.
The growth of this facility, the growth of the fans. Just 1 week ago down the road in Talladega, there's a huge crowd. Yeah. And to be able to back it up this weekend, I heard record numbers from 2015, the biggest crowd that we have had. Congratulations. Yeah. And just this dream continues to grow.
And the thing that's interesting about it, if we've got so many families with children here. You know, we insist that their mama is not going to run into a bunch of drunks here, period. They get thrown out of the track. So people feel comfortable here, and they feel comfortable bringing their kids. So that's what it's all about.
And how about Children's of Alabama doing such a fantastic job leading this program this weekend?
Fabulous. Really is.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We will leave you go. I know you want to enjoy the race, right. Potentially run into Mr. Penske as well, and we thank you for everything that you do for not only our IndyCar community, but for the great fans here in Alabama.
Thank you very much.
That's George Barber, thank guys. Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Yep, good stuff. We appreciate his hospitality, and we do mean that. And Nick Yeoman, Jake Query have a tremendous perspective. You heard them say, Nick Yeoman, we'll go to you first for your thoughts and observations on our history here at Barber Motors Park, and know that we're going to be here for the foreseeable future. From your perch high atop the front straightaway, where you can see all the way across this place, you can tell where the popular spot is for fans to enjoy this race.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, one of the popular spots, Mark, I'm not going to lie, is right up here with me, three stories up looking down on pit lane. But you mentioned it. There are thousands of race fans who have gathered underneath that tree line down the back straightaway. A lot of them tucked up underneath the trees to get a little bit of shade, as the sun is certainly out here on a beautiful day here in Birmingham. But it is. It's a fabulous facility, that extension through 2027. You know, Mark, you and I the other day were kind of racking our brains. This is one of the races and the tracks on the calendar that has a lot of history now that it's been built up. You can tell Mr. Barber puts his heart and soul into this place. And, boy, I think Roger Penske and everybody at IndyCar love coming here to Birmingham. And I think it's great to hear we're going to be coming for many years to come.
Yeah, it's interesting that once drivers got comfortable here, they stayed comfortable here. Elio Castro and Evans won it in 2010. And then Will Power went back-to-back. Ryan Hunter-Reay went back-to-back. And then Joseph Newgarden won three of the next four. And of late, Jake Query, other people have started to figure this place out. Takuma Sato, Alex Palou, Pato Award, the past three winners. But you talk about iconic venues, probably no more so than the iconic venue that you're going to call the race from today.
Yeah, this museum is absolutely fabulous. And, Mark, one of the things I love about coming here to Birmingham each and every year is just the people. We start to see the same people year in and year out. And this has been my post since we came here. My friend Steve, who is one of the volunteers here, was the first that I met on this fifth floor, and it's always so welcome to see him each and every single year when we come here. Just ran into him, and unfortunately, since I saw him last, his wife passed away, and I asked him, I said, well, how much time did you take away from work, and of course, going through all of that, and he said, Jake, this isn't work. This is a labor of love coming and being around the fans and being around everything here for Mr. Barber. I think it speaks volumes about not just the people, but also just overall the enthusiasm, the attitude for this event, and the pride that takes place in it. It is always good to be here. And, Mark, I'm looking forward to calling the racing action as they work their way down that long, sweeping turn number nine here in just a couple of minutes.
Jake, about a minute before the command, and give us a brief overview. That museum continues to grow and expand and change. You see that each and every year.
I don't want to pull a Pee Wee Herman and accidentally knock over one of the bikes that would set the world's most expensive domino reaction into place. But over 700 motorcycles from around the world, the largest collection of Lotus race cars in one place, and added cars, including a Bentley that was owned by the Beatles, on display. It is a world-class five-story facility with some of the finest automobiles that you can find anywhere in the world.
It's interesting to note that 23 of the 27 drivers entered in the event have competed in the NTT IndyCar Series here at Barber Motorsports Park. 10 drivers have actually led laps. Marcus Armstrong, Augustine Canapino, Benjamin Peterson, Stingray Robb are the drivers entered, and they will race at NTT IndyCar Series car here at Barber Motorsports Park for the first time. It is time to go trackside for the command.
To give today's race command, please welcome one of college football's foremost and popular commentators, Paul Feinbaum.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
Field of 27 just below us. Start to roar to life here. Our pit reporters did a great job off the top and throughout the course of this pre-race show to get us prepped and ready for action. Let's find out what they will be watching throughout the course of this day. We'll start first with Alex Wolf.
Well, Mark, as the field roars to life in my section, I'll be keeping an eye on a couple of folks. Pato Award, a former race winner, the defending champion. You also have Scott McLaughlin, Will Power, a former winner here as well, and Felix Rosenquist. So it's going to be interesting to see. We talked all throughout the pre-race. It was a definitely interesting thing to talk to, taking the survey, three stops versus two, reds versus blacks. It should be very interesting to see what happens in this Grand Prix at Barber Motorsports Park. And a little bit further up the pit lane covering things, hoping that she has to spend less time at medical than she did last Sunday afternoon at Talladega. We welcome in Georgia Henneberry.
Well, thank you, Alex. I'm keeping my eye on Rinus VK. He was your pole sitter a year ago today and also making his 50th start in the NTT IndyCar Series. I caught up with him and asked him about this special milestone, and he said obviously this is special, but he hopes that he is one of the NTT IndyCar Series greats and wants to be in the series for years to come. He has aspirations to be up there with those of Scott Dixon and beyond. He then said he's happy about 50, but let's shoot for 500 this season for VK. Up and down, a 9th in St. Pete, 19th in Texas, a 5th in Long Beach. Today he rolls off 9th, trying to build momentum from Long Beach. Michael Young.
Yes, Georgia, eye on Romain Grosjean, a second pole of 2023, and can he get his first ever NTT IndyCar season win? Obviously quick in St. Petersburg, the incident between he and Scott McLaughlin, then Texas, last lap, that spin coming out of turn number two. So for Romain Grosjean, can he get it done today? The big key of this race is it going to be two or three stops? We've talked to several of the drivers, and once somebody starts coming to pit lane, we may see everybody come. It's if you can get through that first stint on those reds, especially if you can make it to at least lap 30, or if you get around lap 30, you'll be able to do this thing in two stops. But as you heard Felix Rosenquist and several others say, it's going to be about fuel saving. 72 degrees, track temperature 102, 90 laps in the one of the most beautiful race courses we'll come to in 2023. Mark Jades, Barber Motorsports Park, we're about to go racing.
And we will be coming here until at least 2027. Again, that extension announced earlier today by Gene Hall at Zoom Motorsports and all the folks with Penske Entertainment and Mark Miles, and we are very, very happy about that. We mentioned 90 laps. Michael Young did 207 miles. This course is 2.3 miles in length. The front straight is 1,400 feet. The back straight is 1,100 feet. 17 turns, 7 to the left, 10 to the right. The elevation change is 80 feet. There is some banking, but it's 10% or less. It's narrowest, it's 45, but it widens up pretty good. As we've told you, Elio Castroneves won the first event back in 2010, and Joseph Newgarden has kind of had his way around this place over the years. He has won it three times. The question mark is, how safe will this race be? How trouble-free will it be? The most caution periods we had, 6 back in 2011. That was when we had only one race leader, and that was Will Power. It was a dominant day for Will. And most caution laps we've ever had, 20. The fewest we've ever had, 1. The most drivers on the lead lap, 21. That record may very well fall today. We talk about 80 feet of elevation changes. Some of them are very pronounced. However, some are more subtle, at least to the naked eye. But, Nick Yeoman, I think for the drivers, there's nothing subtle about that elevation drop into turn number 5.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, it is downhill into turn number 5 where the track bottoms out. And we have seen drivers throughout the course of the weekend, you know, move around and take different angles into that corner. It's an opportunity to sharpen it up and take a shallow line in if you're looking for speed. But that's not going to be the case when we drop the green flag, Mark, and they're going side by side. But there are some fantastic spots. You look at the back straightaway, and that climb through the hill of turns 12 and 13. That's an impressive spot as well. And then, of course, that Alabama roller coaster is fantastic. Mark Field getting the one-to-go signal from the flag stand as we are just about set to go racing here in Birmingham.
And Nick Yeoman references that Alabama roller coaster at jQuery. That portion of the course you watch looks a lot like that. Looks like a fast turn on a roller coaster.
You talk about pronounced elevation changes, you're talking about right here, because again, the two areas of trick, turn number 8 is a slight right-hander that essentially is introducing you down a long chutes and ladders, if you will, type game for the old board game in childhood. It's a long sweeping right-hander that is all-encompassing turn number 9, but the entrance to it does have some rumble strips, if you will, that sit just to the outside of the racetrack. They are a little bit longer and greet you a little bit earlier than in years past. That muscle memory might play a little bit of a trick. When you come down around turn number 9 as the field is getting ready here on this last final warm-up lap to do exactly that, at the bottom of the area, That's where all of a sudden, if you have too much inertia, too much speed within your car, you might step out just a little bit too far, and that left side rubber can get a hold of that grass that sits just to the outside. You lose a little grip. Elio Castroneves did that yesterday. Right now, Romain Grosjean, Alex Palou just behind him. Pata O'Ward starts to put some heat in those tires in front of Scott McLaughlin and Scott Dixon. Mark, it will not be long before here in the heart of Dixie, the Indy cars come roaring to race speed, and we get underway here at Barber Motorsports Park.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Grosjean, Palou are on the front row. It's O'Ward and McLaughlin, row number two. Scott Dixon, Christian Lundgaard in row number three. In row number four, Joseph Newgarden, Felix Rosenquist. Row five, Rinus VK and Alexander Rossi. Will Power, Kyle Kirkwood in row number six. In row number seven, it'll be Marcus Ericsson, Colton Herta. Row number eight, Callum Ilott, Simon Pagenaud, Malukas DeFrancesco in row number nine. Row 10, Rahal Daly, Castroneves, Canepino in row number 11. Row number 12 will be Stingray Robb and Jack Harvey. In row number 13, Benjamin Peterson and Marcus Armstrong. And starting 27th will be Santino Ferrucci. It's a pretty good alignment as they come off of turn number 17. And the green flag flies in the Children's of Alabama. Indy Grand Prix is underway. And it is a great jump for Romain Grosjean, but there's a side-by-side battle for the second position. That's Alex Palou and Pato O'Ward as they climb the hill toward turn number four.
They will climb the hill through turn number four. We wait to see the leaders pop into our view. Romain Grosjean has the top spot, but Pato O'Ward is putting the heat on. O'Ward's going to go to the outside. That's the winning move he made over Rinus VK a year ago. He'll have the door slammed shut, but he got a nice run. Alex Palou sneaks to the inside, but they're side by side. Jake Grosjean and O'Ward to turn eight.
The question's going to become, how do they run by the time they get into turn number nine? Palou got that spot back, but all of a sudden, right behind him, Pato O'Ward got just a little bit loose. Then it's Dixon and McLaughlin. All of this happening behind the leader, Romain Grosjean.
Davey Hamilton, Pato O'Ward with a thread the needle move off of turn number six. He just couldn't make it.
You know, he went for it, though. You know, he got into second, right, going down into Charlotte's Web, trying to get the lead. A little bit of risk to reward. He had to make a gamble. Falls back to third, but that's where he started, so no real loss.
Yeah, good, clean start. It's Grosjean, Palou, O'Ward, McLaughlin, and Dixon, the top five. Lundgaard, Newgarden, Rosenquist, VK, and Alexander Rossi, the top 10. They make their way through turn number 16, off of 17, about a three-car length advantage. Alex Palou looks like he has a pretty good run diving into turn number one. Front three are starting to separate themselves a little bit. Scott Dixon, Scott McLaughlin trying to keep pace again. Newgarden, Lundgaard, VK, Rossi, and Kirkwood, the top 10.
They get to the top of the hill, and it's Romain Grosjean by two car lengths over Alex Palou. Palou won this race a couple years ago, and he is putting the heat on the Frenchman for the top spot. They leave turn number six. It's still Grosjean by a couple car lengths to Palou. Then Pato O'Ward sits in that third spot. Scott Dixon chasing after him in fourth.
Nick, something must have happened to Felix Rosenquist on that opening lap, because by the time they cleared through here, he was at the rear of the field, started in the top 10. Right now, it is Alex Palou trying to draw a beat on Romain Grosjean. It's a two-car length separation, first to second.
Rosenquist has lost 18 positions. On the other hand, a couple of guys hit the button early. Davey, Santino Ferrucci plus five. Yeah. Colton Herta's plus three.
Yeah, how about I seen Herta pass Will Power just now pretty handily down through turn one. And then what a great move by Ferrucci getting by Castroneves going down into Charlotte's Web. Looked like a power move. He may have a little speed with race setup in that Foyt car.
And again, front two starting to inch away a little bit. Pato O'Ward, he was awfully busy on that first lap. Tried to make a pass, tried to go for the lead, but got the door shut on him into turn number six. He's got a firm grasp on that third position now. Two laps complete with Grosjean, Palou, O'Ward, Dixon, McLaughlin, the top five.
Leaders head towards Charlotte's Web, and Alex Palou is going to look to the inside. We got a challenge for the race lead. Alex Palou takes that green car to the inside. Grosjean's going to have the run at the exit, but Palou is right there. They are wheel to wheel, neck and neck, headed to turn number eight, Jake, but Grosjean has the advantage to the inside.
This facility that looks like a state park is so rich in green, and right now Alex Palou is trying to put green up front. Grosjean had managed to hold him off through turn number nine. He's got a car length advantage right now, but Alex Palou is trying to move in on the leader, Romain Grosjean.
Nothing patient about Alex Palou, and Davey, there shouldn't be. When you got a chance, you got to take it.
His car looks really good, and I went back to pre-show. You know how fast he was in Laguna Seca. He dominated that race last year with a lot of controversy going on in his career with that team. And right now, that car just looks so solid. It looks like he has the upper hand as far as handling of a car, keep an eye on Pelot because he's strong right now.
And again, those front two continue to inch away. You've got to go a little further back to find a decent battle right now early on. It's Joseph Newgarden, Rita's VK. They're trying to keep pace with fifth running Scott McLaughlin. Leader set up for turn number five, but again, a little bit further back. Newgarden sixth, VK seventh, Rossi at eight.
Yeah, Grosjean will easily hold them off into turn number five, but now we take a look at that battle. It is Scott McLaughlin trying to run down Scott Dixon by about two car lengths that he's got his teammate Joseph Newgarden giving chase, Jake, as they set up for turn eight.
Leader, Romain Grosjean. Two car lengths behind him is Alex Pelot. Then you wait a little bit before Pata O'Ward and Scott Dixon. Dixon and then McLaughlin, Newgarden, and VK, like you talked about. Those four have really started to separate now from Rossi.
Davey, we've gotten to look at the replay. We know why Felix Rosenquist has dropped down to 23rd.
Yeah, he had a good starting position in that top 10, but he got next to Newgarden, and Newgarden him just barely touched going into turn two. It spun Rosenquist around. He did a complete 360, went to the complete back of the field, but Mark, what's most impressive, he already has caught up to the field in three laps, by the way, and finds himself in 23rd. He's passed four cars doing a 360, so he has a fast hot rod, just unlucky at the start.
Looking back at the field, the next good battle we're keeping an eye on is Christian Lundgaard. He's currently running in the 10th position. Colton Herta has started to step away from him a little bit. Nick, I'm looking at Lundgaard in 10th, Kyle Kirkwood 11th, and Will Power in 12th as they head to 5.
Yeah, it is a good battle as we watch those drivers dive into the turn number 5. Lundgaard in that red and black machine trying to run down Colton Herta. He's got last week's winner, 2 weeks ago's winner, Kyle Kirkwood, about four car lengths behind. Then it's Will Power trying to charge his way, Jake, for mid-pack.
And you know what? That is a good battle. And again, there's the one that you can watch up front. But then again, that quartet that we talked about, Lundgaard's right there. Herta got away from him just a little bit. But Kirkwood and Will Power are right there behind him.
We just saw Rosenquist pick up yet another spot. He's up to 22nd after passing Peterson. But you've got your eye on Santino Ferrucci.
Yeah, no, he's making progress. Just made another pass. Passed Stingray Robb fairly easily going down into Charlotte's Web. And it looks like Rosenquist is going to be the next one. They're going to have a nice little battle once Rosenquist catch up to Ferrucci. Capertino, he's in 19th, right ahead of Ferrucci. Don't be surprised if he's not going to make another move. But right now, Ferrucci and that A.J. Foyt car is moving forward.
Five laps complete now. Grosjean, Pelot, O'Ward, Dixon, McLaughlin, the top five. Newgarden, VK, Rossi, Herta, Christian Lundgaard, the top 10. And Alex Pelot continues to wear out the leader, Romain Grosjean.
Yeah, those two have really stretched away from third place running Pato O'Ward. Battle for fourth continues to be a good one. It's the two Scotts, Dixon and McLaughlin. They run in that order. But up front, Jake, Alex Pelot continues to put the pressure on Romain Grosjean.
Romain Grosjean had said in our pre-race he'd hoped it'd be boring up front. Anything but at this point, because Alex Pelot's making it plenty exciting. Then it's Pato O'Ward, then Dixon and McLaughlin, followed by Newgarden, Rinus VK, and Alexander Rossi.
Stingray Robb not trying to get on the Christmas list of Santino Ferrucci.
No,
that was the next spot he wanted to pass down there at turn five.
Yeah,
Robb didn't make it easy.
Didn't make it easy on him whatsoever. And you got to remember, you got to have friends. If your car's not good today, let the guy go. Be play nice because it could be turned around somewhere else down the road. And Stingray's a rookie. He'll learn all that stuff. But right now we're looking at the movers. Ferrucci's up 7, as we just talked. How about Herta up 5? You got DeFrancesco looking good up 3 positions. The guy's not so good at the start. Daly down 5. Castro Neves down 4. Jack Harvey down 3. And then unfortunately Lundgaard down 3 after a good start for him.
Watching Alexander Rossi trying to track down Rinus VK. VK is running in the 7th position. Rossi is 8th as they head to turn 5.
Yeah, they'll do a little drafting down to turn at number 5 as Alexander Rossi has a fast race car. Rinus VK takes a really wide angle. That opened the door for Rossi, but quickly that door was slammed shut by the Dutchman. It's VK by about 2 car lengths over Rossi. Jake, this is the battle just outside the top 5.
You know, it's really interesting. And by the way, just we say that McLaughlin got a little bit squirrely into turn number 8. But there's that battle. VK Rossi just behind him. Rossi's bigger concern now might be that the fact that Colton Herta's closed the gap just behind him as well. But the one thing that's interesting in between where Nick is and then into my view is some of those battles, they shape themselves out just a little bit. So a fast area by Nick Yeoman, then things kind of settle out between 8 and 9.
Well, we talked about it, Davey, in the pre-race show. What we may be looking at is a bit of tire management here.
Right now, we talked this red sidewall tire is one that we have used here before in 2021. It fell off fairly rapidly, so I think the strategy for most of these teams and drivers is just that. Put them on first, where, and hopefully if a yellow comes out, it's going to be towards the start of this race, which obviously it hasn't happened, and just see how long we can go early on. So majority of these drivers, we'll see what McLaughlin and Newgard can do. They're on the standard red tire, so is Lundgaard. So we'll see as this stint goes if those black tires start being a little better than the red sidewall soft.
Couple of updates from pit road. Let's start with Alex Wolf.
Well, for Pato O'Ward, he was just told on his radio a few moments ago to either maintain his gap or get a little bit more. And also right before the start, Pato was given a little bit of a reminder on his radio from his crew. Hey, Dixon's still mad at you about that meeting of the minds that they had on the streets of Long Beach. So they told him just be aware with them being close to each other on the starting lineup. More updates from the pit lane from Georgia Henneberry.
Ricardo, note. Strategist for Christian Lundgaard noted that Christian has a lot of confidence in the car this weekend. It's been a slow progression to get back to where they are this weekend, but he feels like they got a little bit lost in Texas, but they've been building on it and building on it, which has played a role in their solid qualifying effort and speed all weekend long. Again, that's Ricardo Nault, strategist for Christian Lundgaard.
Michael Young.
Yeah, down on the four leader, Josh Freund, the race strategist for that Romain Grosjean machine. They are in fuel save mode. He said, let's just ride around for a while, try to save as much fuel as you can. So two for Alex Palou. So it looks like our front runners trying to make this a two-stop race. Again, one and two, now in fuel save mode.
Updates from pit road brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. Eight laps complete, your top ten. Grosjean, Palou, O'Ward, Dixon, McLaughlin. Newgarden, VK, Rossi, Herta, and Lundgaard at the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix.
Hey, race fans. It's Marcus Ericsson, driver of the number 8 Husky Chocolate Chip Ganassi Racing Honda. Did you miss the premiere of 100 Days to Indy? Catch up on all the action by streaming the first episode now on the CW app.
Pretty impressive pace early on. Your top 10 with 10 laps complete. Grosjean, Palou, O'Ward, Dixon, McLaughlin. Newgarden, VK, Rossi, Herta, and Lundgaard. We talked about the issues that Felix Rosenquist had earlier in the race. And Nick Yeoman, you were pointing out to Davey Hamilton while we were away that Felix's the desire to get back up to the field may have been impeded a bit from time to time by Stingray Rob.
Yeah, this is, again, way towards the back of the field, but we've been watching the last several laps. Stingray Rob and Felix Rosenquist have been jostling back and forth for positions, going wheel to wheel, not really cutting each other a whole lot of slack. Looked like just a lap ago that Rosenquist was able to get past Stingray Rob and put a little bit of breathing room, but for the last several laps, those two, Mark, been battling towards the back of the field.
I think we've reached the point, Davey, and we're 10 laps into this stint. I mean, everybody pretty much knows what they have early on, and Palou has probably made a few moves, tucked some things in the memory bank, and maybe refer to that later on in the race.
Yeah, I think so. You know, he knows how to win here, and just it's time. Most of these teams, as you just said, they're probably on fuel save mode right now. Now, if most of the field's doing that, it doesn't hurt you any. And right now, I have to say, if I'm a strategist, as smooth as this race is going so far, I'm in favor of that two-stopper. Now, it's not over yet. I mean, there something could happen between now and then, but right now, I would say that they need to add 10 laps this race to make it a three.
Scott Dixon, Scott McLaughlin, Joseph Newgarden, Jake Query. That's the battle for fourth, fifth, and sixth to turn number seven.
Yeah, and it's a very close one. Scott McLaughlin right behind Scott Dixon, as a matter of fact, and Newgarden is equally as close. Then a little bit further behind them, Rinus VK, Alexander Rossi, and Colton Herta. Mark, that's another trio that you could throw a blanket over.
And, Davey, you're already seeing some of those who have decided to go three stoppers.
Yeah, no stop for those who listen to us quite often. Dale Coyne is a great strategist, and he takes a lot of risks sometimes, and it pays off. He's the one, first off, with Malukas. He is going with that three-stop strategy. Malukas just came in, got some fuel and tires. He's out. Obviously, it's now they're hoping things fall their way in case the yellow comes out or something. But Dale Coyne did go to that three-stop strategy.
So next time they get to you, Nick Yeoman, but I get the idea that Pato O'Ward might be starting to close the gap a little bit between he and second place running Alex Palou.
Yeah, I mean, they all just kind of accordion up down here in turn number five. I mean, really even separation through about the first six cars by about two or three car lengths. McLaughlin's still putting the pressure on Dixon. Dixon's lost the five machine of Pato Award by just a bit. But you're right, Mark. Pato's hanging right there with second place running Alex Blow.
Yeah, it should be a pretty good battle throughout most of the day, Davey. And quite frankly, I know there's some gaps there as we see Benjamin Peterson on and off pit road using that three-stop strategy. Yep. But, Davey, let's face it, among those top five right now, at least early on, those cars look pretty evenly matched.
Really even. What's going to be the difference? We just need to keep an eye on the first four. They're all in the red, softer sidewall tire. Grosjean, Pelot, Award, and Dixon, that is. McLaughlin, Newgarden, those next two, the Penske cars, they're on the primary black sidewall tires. Now, as these laps continue on and we get closer to that first round of pit stops, are they going to come forward? Are they going to be faster? Are those reds going to hang on for this whole stint?
So, Michael Young, you are getting an idea of some of the pit strategy that's unfolding on your end.
Indeed, I was getting ready to see if Romain Grosjean was going to do anything, and lo and behold, the Penske guys jumped over the wall. Joseph Newgarden in for his first stop of the day. He'll go to sticker reds, and he is down and away. Great stop for Newgarden. That's 6.3 seconds.
Georgia.
Felix Rosenquist. Sticker reds coming off. Sticker blacks going on. He is off and away. That was a good stop for the Aaron McLaren number 16.
Yeah, good stop for Felix Rosenquist for sure. And we see Stingray Rob. Those guys come onto pit road together. They're leaving together.
Yeah, and right now, Malukas is the other one that did that. We'll see where he comes out in this fight right now. Obviously ahead of these guys. But one thing that they work on, too, not only do the three-stop strategy is the hope for a yellow that comes later, but what they could do right now is they can get after it. There's no traffic in front of them. They could really try to make up some track time, lap times right now. And so it's push, push, push. They're going to have plenty of fuel to get to the end, and these guys can go 100% as hard as they want. Although Rosenquist did come out ahead of Malukas, which that is a little surprising because Malukas was in front of him when the pit stop strategy started.
So we can tell you from 22nd on back is those that have just stopped. It's Newgarden 22nd, then Rosenquist, Malukas, Rob Ferrucci, and Peterson. And we see Alexander Rossi, another one, Davey. He's another taker.
Yeah, and those, I'm not surprised on the three stop. These guys decide they want to go for it and not do that two stop strategy. So it's going to be fun. I like it. It's going to mix it up a little bit. Surprise at Rossi. He's one of the ones farther forward other than Newgarden. And we see Newgarden stream by right now in the front straightaway. He's going to have quite a lead over Rossi.
Michael Young.
It was very interesting on the Joseph Newgarden stop, guys. Joseph was already on pit lane before the guys went over the wall. So Tim Cindric playing that game, not wanting to show his hand. It was a very quick stop, trying to even get in and make that call. The crew was in basically scramble formation, trying to get that stop done. But a good stop for that Penske Racing crew. And again, Josh Freund on the radio just moments ago to Romain Grosjean, our leader, said you're doing a great job hitting your fuel numbers.
So again, let's kind of remind you, the benefit is, Davey, is that you don't have to be in any fuel save mode whatsoever. If you're on this three-stop strategy, you can go. You got to have some help.
Yeah, that's right. Go for it, and you're going to have some help. You lose a lot of time in pit lane, although this is one of the shorter pit lanes that we go to, so you lose the least amount of time on this particular pit lane as we see McLaughlin coming in to make a pit stop right now. But then it's once you get back out on clean track, you got to get after it.
Alex Wolf.
Off of the blacks and onto the alternate reds for Scott McLaughlin. Quick squirt of water to diffuse any kind of fuel, and he's down and away.
And it looks like Will Power and that Verizon entry made a stop just behind him. So going to be a lot of folks on this three-stop.
Yeah,
track.
You know, it's pretty surprising. It really is, and really opens that window up, doesn't it, Mark? I mean, right now, with they started, probably four or five laps ago on the three-stop, and maybe even more than that strategy. I have to look back in the notes, but absolutely, it's going to make it interesting. And as a racing driver, man, your job is to go fast all the time, right? They pay you, and you go your whole career to be fast. So it's hard to be in fuel-save mode and just ride around there. But right now, I'll tell you, it's going to be exciting when this all shakes out, if any yellows come out, and where they all lay out. But I have to say again, right now, the guy on the move right now is at Ferrucci, especially with these teams in making pit stops. He may have made one as well. No, he did not make one. But he's still on the hunt right now out there.
Newgarden, among those leading the way who have just stopped, he has shown an 18th. Back up front, Grosjean, Pelot, Award, Dixon, and VK, the top five. Herta, Lundgaard, Cook, Kirkwood, Erickson, and Pagano, the top 10 here at the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix. Romain Grosjean has led all 17 laps that we've completed. Below, Award, Dixon, VK, the top five. Herta, Lundgaard, Kirkwood, Erickson, and Pagano, the top 10. DeFrancesco, Ilott, Rahal, Canapino, and Armstrong through 15th. Castro Nevin 16th, Harvey is 17th. Rest of these cars have already stopped. 18th, Newgarden, 19th, McLaughlin, 20th, Rossi, 21st, Power, 22nd, Rosenquist, 23rd, Malukas, 24th, Robb, 25th, Ferrucci, 26th, Daly, and 27th, Peterson. Time now to check in on pit lane with a race engineer. Here's Michael Young with the HPD Engineering Update.
For Rebecca Johnson, Director of Production, everybody kind of getting into fuel save mode right now, which I think is kind of right up the Honda alley, correct?
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it? We'll see how this strategy shakes out. Seems like most of our guys are trying to go into two-stop mode, so we'll see.
It's been a fantastic weekend. The fans out here, always great to be racing here at Barber Motorsports Park.
Yeah, beautiful weekend, big crowd, a lot of Honda associates out as well, I see. So that's always good to know and good to see them out here. It's great to see that we've re-signed four more years here, so that's also great. So good event.
It's very, very good. And by the way, I just purchased my first Honda mower. I think I had a twin turbo in it because I got the lawn done in half the time. Yeah, so fantastic equipment.
There you go. That's exactly what you need.
There you go. Rebecca Johnson, Director of Production. That's your HPD Engineering Update.
We want to thank the station for carrying the Children of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, WGN in Chicago, WWBF in Bartow, Florida, WLME in Lewisport, Kentucky, and our flagship station in Indianapolis, 93.5 and 107.5. The Fan. Looking back up front, we see Romain Grosjean continue to lead and pretty good separation. In fact, Davey among the front four now going back to fourth place, running Scott Dixon.
Yeah, absolutely. Those guys, you know, hanging in there pretty well. Lap time's not bad. We see Grosjean, that 109, and then Pelot, 110. But then we see, I'm going to go back and see where the drivers are that pitted. Well, then you say Harvey, he pitted 109. Newgarden, 108.7. So he's a little over a second quicker every lap back in the back. So we'll have to see if that two-stop, if he can make up enough time. In other words, not going to be happy. Ferrucci, remember, Mark, we talked about him. Got by Robb, got by Rosenquist. He was up fighting. Must have had a bad stop. They did a three-stop strategy as well. Dropped him back to 25th behind those drivers that he was in front of. That tells me the stop must not have been too good.
Pretty decent battle shaping up. We talked about the top four in Grosjean, Pelot, Award, Dixon. Rinus VK and Colton Herta. That continues to get interesting. And you've got to look at a replay from Scott Dixon, yeah, at PNC Bank Car.
Yeah, that is slow-mo of tires, the red softer sidewall tires. Scott Dixon's right front, I should say, you could tell it's starting to fray, starting to come apart. When a driver sees lines in his tires, it usually means a blister or it's fraying or starting to come apart a little bit. I do see that on Dixon's car. That's why I think we're dropping speed right now.
Jake Query, 5, 6, 7, those positions. Rinus VK, Colton Herta, Christian Lundgaard headed your way.
You've got a really good eye, Mark, or you and I have worked together for far too long, because that battle is one that I have my eye on, but Christian Lundgaard had his eye on it as well. He fractured it because he got his round Colton Herta. Now it's Christian Lundgaard that will next have Rinus VK in his sights.
And Kyle Kirkwood is trying to keep pace with that battle, Davey.
Yeah, and I think the situation is the black tires we talked about. They're more durable. They're a little stiffer compound, harder compound, but they're good at the end of the runs. If we see Colton Herta on those reds, he's fighting it right now. We see Scott Dixon, VK. Don't be surprised if Lundgaard doesn't stop there. He may be VK's the next on his list, and then Dixon's about 3 seconds in front of him. So right now, the black, harder tires seem to be paying off right now. But if these drivers can make it to the first stint on these reds up front and do two-stop, they'll be black rest of the way. They're looking in good shape.
I don't think Lundgaard is done yet, Nick Yeoman. He looks like he's drawn a beat on Rinus VK.
Yeah, he got a great run at the top of the hill, and he's going to try to set up Rinus VK down into turn number 5. He'll get to the inside and dart around. That high V machine scoots right past Rinus VK. VK's going to try to fight back, but I think Lundgaard is too strong. Right behind them, Kyle Kirkwood just picked off his teammate. He gets around Colton Herta, Jake, for 7.
And there's a big gap back. As a matter of fact, Lundgaard locked him up just a little bit there. There's a big gap back that Lundgaard's now got to make up. But he's got VK behind him. Then it's Kirkwood, Herta, then Marcus Ericsson, then a bigger gap back before Simon Pagenaud.
Newgarden's got a rocket ship, Davey. He's already passed Jack Harvey and Elio Castroneves, and they have yet to stop.
Yeah, no, that's right. That tells you right there that three-stop strategy may work for some and not work for others. And that is, like you said, that when you make that, Newgarden is on three-stop strategy, able to really go by those guys in front. Now, remember, He is on the red, softer tires this time. So they're going to wire out a little quicker. That's probably what, you know, a strategy of doing the three stops. His teammate right now that isn't doing that. Well, I think all the Penske cars, they must have went on that strategy at this point.
Michael Young.
Yeah, Scott Dixon listening to Mike Cole, his race strategist, talk to him on the radio. They're telling him that he's hitting his fuel numbers and that he's okay. They remind him of what lap he's on. I believe they're trying to get to lap 30, but no talk of a bad tire.
Marcus Erickson going to grab a spot. Nick Yeoman.
Oh, he's going to take a late look to the inside of Colton Herta, the Indy 500 champion. Going to squeeze Colton to the right side of the racetrack. Got a little too much speed as well. Marcus Erickson, Jake, picks off Colton Herta. He'll take that eighth spot.
And so now his next target will be the seventh place running Kyle Kirkwood. Got about four car lengths to make up to do it. Kirkwood's bigger interest right now is the car in front of him. That's Rinus VK.
Always enjoy watching those cars go side by side into five, Davey. Then watch the drag race back up that little incline there.
And it's side by side coming off of six, isn't it? And all the way through seven into it is exciting. You want to be on the inside most generally coming off that corner or the outside of the corner, but you're inside of the next one. So right now, Colton is struggling. It looks like I can see his right front tire as well. You can see these lines go around the mark on the monitor. Can't see him just from the naked eye by the monitor. It helps show those. And then he's just losing speed and has a hard time getting the power down.
DK, Kirkwood, Erickson, and Herta, those guys pretty much running nose to tail. And I'm not saying he's a threat to join that battle just yet, Nick Yeoman, but Simon Pagenaud appears to be showing some pace and thoughts of getting up into that battle.
And desperately needing a good run for Simon Pagenaud. I think we looked 24th in points entering this race weekend. That's not what we're used to seeing from a former champion. So Simon Pagenaud will put the target on the back of Colton Herta's car. He's separated by about four car lengths, Jake, as they race towards turn number eight.
The other thing that's interesting is Marcus Erickson, by the way, really draws in on Kyle Kirkwood just in front of that Herta-Pagenaud battle. The other thing that's interesting is as you enter turn number nine, just coming off of turn number eight, there's a large piece of debris, but it's on the outside of the racing groove. There would be no reason that anybody would hit it unless there's an incident that steps them out just a little bit out of the groove, and then they might have some problems.
23 laps complete. Grosjean, Pinot, O'Ward, Dixon, and Lundgaard, the top five. VK, Kirkwood, Erickson, Herta, Pagenaud, the top 10. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the IndyCar Radio Network. After the race, like, follow, and download our complete race broadcast wherever you go, your podcast, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts, where you can find them. And 26 laps complete. Grosjean, Pinot, O'Ward, Dixon, Lundgaard, the top five. Kirkwood, Erickson, VK, Pagenaud, and Newgarden, the top 10. Yes, the same Joseph Newgarden that pitted on lap 13 came out in that 18th position, Davey, and he has already worked his way back up to 10.
He is absolutely flying through this field. Now, you got to remember, he does have those red, softer sidewall tires on, but way less laps on him. He did pin on lap 13, so he has an advantage over the cars that are out there right now. Now, you got to remember, they're all going to be on basically the same strategy. All have two pit stops left. So what does that mean? That means Newgard's in a good position, that 10th position. He right now is 16 seconds back. But as fast as he's going, he can make those up. But you got to remember, they're all on two-stop strategy from this point.
And Jake Query, he's going after ninth place running Rinus VK into turn number seven.
He is right on the rear wing of Rinus VK. As a matter of fact, he forced VK to get out to the outside, and Newgarden dispatches him exiting turn number nine. That PPG machine of Joseph Newgarden is absolutely on rails through turn number 10.
Yeah, they're really stacked up behind Colton Herta, Davey.
They really are. Colton is struggling. We've talked about that before. He looks like just his front tires look like they're wearing out. His rear tires just hard to get gripped down. It looks like he's going to have to pit a little too early to pit for a two-stopper, though.
Boy, that was an impressive move by Newgarden. He can drive that race car literally anywhere he wants.
Man, that's a dream. As a racing driver, I see that and go, I remember sometimes when you have a car like that, which isn't very often, sure is a pleasure having it. But Newgarden is on a rail right now. Right now, finding himself right behind Pagenaud in that eighth position. And you got to remember, everybody in front of him has not made pit stops yet.
Enough is enough for Colton Herta, Michael Young.
He didn't sound too happy on the radio, Mark James, as he hits his mark. They asked if he needed any changes. He said no. He will go to sticker black for this second stint. All the tires on, waiting to fill up a few. Oh, a little problem getting the Buckeye out of the fuel nozzle out of the Buckeye. Colton Herta down and away, but it cost him an extra second or so, that 45-mile-an-hour drive out of pit lane.
Pagenaud, Newgarden was a drag race off of turn number five, Nick Yeoman.
Yes, it most certainly was. Newgarden got to the inside and absolutely blew by Simon Pagenaud. Mark Mark, if this race stays green, boy, it feels like this thing's falling right into Newgarden's hands. He has an absolute rocket. I watch him roar down the back straightaway. He's already opened up that gap for Pagano to about 8 car lengths after passing him a couple corners ago.
And, you know, Davey, as we've talked about before, it's not so much the strategy, it's the timing of that stop.
That's
it's got to
right.
be perfect.
That's the timing of it, exactly right. Now, you know, like I say, he is equalized. That's what you're supposed to do. If you're going to do a three-stopper and you could fight your way back through the field and be in seventh right now, only 12 seconds back from leader, you sit and you're on the same strategy as they are right now, pretty impressive. And he continues. Remember, just 2 laps ago, he was 17 seconds back.
More updates of pit road. Let's start with Georgia.
Christian Lundgren made it to the attention of his crew. They took his Firestone red tires off, put the Firestone black tires back on, a bit of fuel, and he's down and away. Rinus VK also takers, as well as Simon Pagenaud. They are all down and away, but Simon Pagenaud coming to pit lane. More updates to come.
Yep, more updates to come for sure. We see Jack Harvey making his way along pit road. And, Davey, we can look down below us here in the booth, and just about everybody who hasn't yet stopped is laid up.
Yeah, they're laid out right now. It's Colton Herta making his first time by. We'll see where he merges in with everybody right now. Going up through turn 3 right now. Where do we see Herta? He is right now in that 23rd spot, but so is VK. There, you know, a lot of – now, got to remember, they're going to make up some time because the leaders, and I would say in 2 more laps – are going to pit, because that really, well, actually, 1 more lap they could pit to get in that pit window.
Well, we see a lot of folks laid out, as we said. Grosjean, Palou, Ericsson, they have yet to stop. Pato O'Ward is on pit road.
Pato O'Ward is on the pit lane. Tire pressure adjustment. Turn of front wing. He waits. He's down the lane in about 8.5 seconds.
Michael Young.
2 rounds out of that front wing for Scott Dixon, as we see Pato O'Ward, a drag race up pit lane. 6.4 seconds for Scott Dixon.
And let's go to Georgia.
Shank Racing teammates coming to pit lane together. Simon Pagenaud taking the reds off, putting the blacks on. Elio Castroneves taking blacks off and putting blacks back on. So a little bit of a different strategy for both teammates, but coming in at the same time.
So now, Davey, we're looking for Grosjean, Palou, and Ericsson, the front 3.
Yeah, and it's really safe now for them to make their 2-stop strategy. They can make it, no problem. Little bit of fuel savings potentially for those drivers still just to make it, but right now they can make it in this pit window.
And we are getting ready to complete the 30 laps, so when all is said and done, look who's going to cycle back to the front.
Yeah, that's right, and Newgarden, and one thing with Newgarden that's a difference is a lot of these drivers doing 2 stops. Remember, I told you they're on fuel save mode. They're not going full bore, and Will Power is.
Michael Young.
Romain Grosjean, your leader, in for his first stop. So too, Alex Palou. Grosjean going to sticker blacks for this second stint. No changes to that front wing. 7.3 seconds for Romain Grosjean. Let's see what Alex Palou does. They will go to sticker blacks as well. Good stop for the Chip Ganassi Racing crew, and he is down and away. Here's Marcus Ericsson. He'll come to the attention of that Husky Chocolate's Chip Ganassi Racing crew. They also going to sticker blacks. Another good stop for them. Marcus Ericsson back in the fight.
This report from the pits brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. So, Davey, that pretty well decides it in terms of the pit strategy.
And here's what's happened. Look how it works out. Pato gained a spot through pit lane. It did look like Plow had a little bit of a slow stop when it all cycles out. Ward comes out in front of Plow, where before all that, he was behind him. So Plow's team had a little bit better stop than, Ward's team had a better stop than Plow's.
And it resulted in a 2-second lead for Joseph Newgarden over his teammate Scott McLaughlin.
Yeah, that's right. And so you got to remember, he's going to be making another pit stop. But right now, on full fuel and to go hard as you can, man, I tell you what, Newgarden's seems to be able to have a car to take advantage of that 3-stop strategy.
Dick Yeoman.
Boy, almost had an incident down here in turns 5 and 6, Mark. It was Marcus Ericsson getting to the inside of Benjamin Peterson, and they banged wheels hard at the exit of that corner, then did a little drag racing. In fact, Peterson's all over the back of Ericsson, so a lot of fights within the fight here at Barber Motorsports Park.
So now 31 laps complete. Newgarden, McLaughlin, Rossi, Power, Rosenquist, now that we've cycled through. Grosjean, Malukas, O'Ward, Palou, and Lundgaard, your top 10. Dixon 11th, Kirkwood 12th, 13th Robb, 14th Ferrucci, 15th Daly, 16th Ericsson, 17th Peterson, 18th Pagenaud, 19th Armstrong, 20th Herta, 21st VK, 22nd Ilott, 23rd Rahal, 24th DeFrancesco, 25th Elio Castroneves, 26th Jack Harvey. Augustine Canapino is currently running in the 27th position. Michael Young, so far all cars on the lead lap.
Indeed, and it has been an impressive run thus far for Joseph Newgarden. Tim Cindric, his race strategist, just got on the radio and said, okay, we've got the lead. We need to make hay now. Everybody has pitted. Joseph did not comment, but he is flying, guys, on that three-stop strategy. Alex Wolf.
And Michael, on my end of the pit lane, where Pato Award went on to the black tires, Marcus Armstrong a couple pit stalls away went on to the reds. Pato Award right now being told on the radio for a fuel number 76 or better. And Davey Hamilton, I'm assuming that's some sort of a code as far as fuel goes, but what would 76 or better mean?
Well, it's not Union 76, that for sure, because we got Shell here. But right now, I'm going to have to say that is a code. It's just saving fuel. I'm going to say that Newgarden, McLaughlin, some of these three stoppers, they're going for Rossi, Power, Rosenquist, the ones that have pitted, they're absolutely going for it. But when it gets down to Grosjean and below, could be back to fuel save because it's just barely enough fuel to make a per stint on a two-stop.
Yeah, a couple of teams looking strong early, Davey. Of course, they'll need some help throughout the course of this race with pit strategy would be Team Penske and also the Arrow McLaren team.
Yeah, and how about Malukas? Finds himself in that seventh spot. Same strategy as Newgarden and McLaughlin. So pretty impressive right now. Grosjean finds himself back in that sixth position now. And he's 19 seconds back from the leader. So how long does it take Newgarden to get off of the track, down pit lane, make a stop and get back out there? It's going to say about 25 seconds. So he's going to maybe cycle back the lead, but not by much. And you got to remember, if he's fuel saving and Newgarden's not, he's going to have a tough time keeping him back.
Am I making too much of the fact that over the last three laps at about a tenth per lap, McLaughlin's starting to close a little
he's
bit on
Newgarden? He's starting to close, yeah. He's got a great race car, too. I mean, those teammates, we know how they're best friends, but also, you know, heated enemies on the racetrack as far as wanting to beat each other. And right now, McLaughlin is poking off a little faster times. They're on the red, softer tires, so they're going to fall off on speed, you know, no question about it. But if they could stay out there about another three, four laps and before they come in and pit, that means that they could still go for it for the rest of this race on fuel strategy and have enough fuel and get on those black tires. That's going to help them.
Will Power currently running fourth, Alex Wolf.
And he's one of those three-stop strategy drivers. And just a few moments ago, he was asked by his timing stand how his car is. And Will Power, in his pretty calm demeanor, just said pretty good. So a good sign for the 12 Verizon Chevrolet.
Malukas and Grosjean, that battle for the sixth position, it's getting interesting.
Yeah, no, that's getting really heated up right now. Grosjean has it. Malukas wants it. Grosjean back, we talked about it. He may be saving fuel at the start of this stint right now just to make sure that he has enough. And we're going to see how that plays out. What a great race right now, Mark. I mean, there's now with the strategy going on, that's what makes it fun. There's cars on completely different strategies all in that top 20, so we're going to see how it all folds out.
34 laps complete, 56 to go. Let's pick up that battle, Nick Yeoman. They'll get to you momentarily. He led the first 30 laps, the pole sitter. Roman Grosjean is towing the likable young driver, David Malukas, around Barber Motorsports Park.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and Malukas is going to get the inside and blow right past him, and he's going to shove Grosjean wide, so Malukas takes over that spot. Grosjean's got better tires and he wants to fight back, but Jake, the strategy, tells him to hit that fuel number. Malukas going to lead Grosjean into turn eight.
That was interesting because I was wondering on the tire situation for a minute there. It seemed like they were running similar paces and you wondered where the tires were falling. Right now it's Malukas about two car lengths in front of Roman Grosjean.
Georgia has an update on third place running Alexander Rossi.
Alexander Rossi, one of the McLaren cars that seems to be on that three-stop strategy. He was just told by his team, you are the fastest car on our strategy. Just keep doing what you're doing. No comment from Rossi, but he runs in third, ninth in championship points at the moment.
All in all, Will Power's got to feel a bit better about his car today than he did after qualifying yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And she is right about Rossi, no question about it. He is running faster lap times. He's only 2.5 seconds behind the leader, only two seconds behind McLaughlin. So, he's coming. He's looking good right now, and she's right. That is a car to watch because that strategy works out, and he doesn't have to save much fuel. He could be a contender.
Below Lundgaard and Dixon. That's trying to get interesting, Nick Yeoman. That's a battle for 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Yeah, they're all dicing their way down in a turn at number 5. Christian Lundgaard has got a fast race car. Got around Scott Dixon a handful of laps ago. has sights set on getting into the ninth position. He's trying to run down Alex Palou, Jake, in that green car into turn eight.
A couple of guys that have already had quite an excitable afternoon here. Alex Palou in that green machine has Lundgaard just behind him, that red and black high V machine. Scott Dixon wants to get a view at that. He finds himself about 15 car lengths or so behind Christian Lundgaard.
Michael Young.
Yeah, Romain Grosjean, we just heard his race strategist Josh Freund on the radio. He said, keep hitting the number you're hitting, but you've got to keep the people behind you. The people he was referring to, Pottawa Ward and Alex Palou.
Top 10, Newgarden, McLaughlin, Rossi, Power, and Rosenquist. Maluka 6th, Grosjean 7th, Award 8th, Palou 9th, and Lundgaard 10th with 36 laps complete at the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix.
Hey race fans, it's Joseph Newgarden, driver of the number 2 PPG Carpet Team Penske. Did you miss the premiere of 100 Days of Indy? Catch up on all the action by streaming the first episode now on the CW app.
Pit lane, a busy place, Michael Young.
Indeed, Joseph Newgarden just pitted. Scott McLaughlin in right now, Alex Wolf.
The Good Ranchers Chevrolet going on to red tires. They're ready, waiting for the fuel, and the right front tire changer tells them to go clean stop.
Georgia, your end is busy as well.
Absolutely. Alexander Rossi and Felix Rosenquist, teammates for Aaron McLaren, come in. Rossi taking off reds, putting on Firestone blacks. Felix Rosenquist taking off blacks, putting on blacks as well. Switching up from the last time they pitted.
These updates of Pit Road brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. Michael Young, I think Herta's crew was getting ready to hand you the air gun if you weren't going to get out of the way.
No, they literally picked me up and pushed me out of the way. Joseph Newgarden with a great stop, though. They went to sticker red, 6.8-second stop. Tim Cedric got on the radio, said, do you want any changes? And Joseph said, no, definitely no, as we go full course caution, Jake Query.
That's because Stingray Rob has pulled his machine off of the racing groove exiting turn number 9. He still sits inside of that race car. All of a sudden, at the bottom of that carousel, if you will, that right-handed sweeping turn number 9, Stingray Rob and that violet and white car number 51 pulled it off into the grass area off of the race line, but nonetheless, he still sits in it. So Stingray Rob has brought out a full-course caution here in Alabama.
So, Davey, the lead cycles back to Romain Grosjean for now.
Yeah, so you got to remember now, this helps Grosjean because he's on that two-stop strategy. They're trying to hit fuel numbers. They need yellows. The yellows help the two-stop strategy guys. But right now, now that everybody's on that same strategy, McLaughlin runs in second. He's been able to go full tilt, full bore right now, and so on his strategy. So it's going to be hard keeping him back. Grosjean, this yell, they need to hope it's enough to where he can go full fuel and try to hold these guys back.
Update from Georgia.
Arenas VK told by teams, stay focused, let's get packed up. And just as you said, Davey, they're telling you to save as much fuel as he possibly can.
Race fans, up next for the NTT IndyCar Series, the world's greatest race course, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Get your tickets for the GMR Grand Prix, Indy 500 qualifying, and of course, the 107th Indianapolis 500 by going to IMS.com. Still plenty of good seats or general admission tickets available. Get yours at IMS.com. And the month of May is almost here, Davey.
Yeah, and I can't wait, Mark. We're excited for it. We love coming, and we love traveling. We love coming to places like this for these races, but it's always fun to get it home and get that road race going, knowing that the world's largest race, the Indy 500, is just around the corner. And you know, when you win that race, it changes your life for sure, and there's a lot of hungry people out there that have won it before. I think 9 people in this year's race, if I'm not mistaken, 9 people in the race have won it before. So they're going to try to win it again. And obviously the ones that haven't won are going to be hungry for it.
Some pieces of debris at various points of the racetrack being picked up by the AMR IndyCar safety crew, and they'll open the pits. So let's give you this time. We'll complete 40 laps of the 90 to be contested. Romain Grosjean is your leader. McLaughlin, Award, Palou, Lundgaard through 5th, Dixon, Newgarden, Rossi, Power, and Kirkwood through 10th. Rosenquist, Erickson, Armstrong, Herta 14th, Pagano is 15th, Rinus VK is 16th, David Malukas is 17th, 18th is Devlin DeFrancesco, Elio Castroneves is 19th, Jack Harvey 20th, Augustine Canapino is 21st, 22nd is Ferrucci, 23rd is Connor Daly, 24th Benjamin Peterson, 25th Graham Rahal, 26th Callum Ilott, and 27th is Stingray Robb. And he is the first car not on the lead lap, Nate. He currently in 27th, now being shown in three laps down.
Pretty amazing how competitive this thing race is, and nobody a lap down. And by the way, Stingray Robb was not a lap down either. He was out there fighting too until he had some mechanical issues. He didn't hit anything. It had to be mechanical issues, and that just tells you that we've gone 40 laps in this race already, 50 to go, and nobody's gone a lap down.
Augustine Canapino coming on and off pit road. And in terms of movers on the day, Armstrong is plus 13, Ferrucci is plus 6, Jack Harvey plus 4, Rossi is plus 3, and McLaughlin is plus 2 as they've now pulled the car of Stingray Robb out of harm's way. We wondered how Armstrong would take to this place, Davey, the rookie. I mean, this seems to be kind of the course that that he's accustomed to driving in Europe.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, I think he's more comfortable here. You know, he didn't like what happened in qualifying where he got penalized and had to, you know, lose some spots as far as where he was going to start. But Chris Wheeler's working with Armstrong, and I seen him last night as well, and he just said, hey, it was Armstrong's fault. He just didn't know, you know. So that's a learning curve for Armstrong. And when you come over as a rookie, you do have to learn a lot of things.
Benjamin Peterson, pit speed violation, has to go to the rear of the field. Been kind of a long day for the likable rookie. Let's get a couple of updates of pit road. Start with Alex Wolf.
And for Pato O'Ward, during this caution, informed that it'll stay out on the track. He's been told that three-stop strategy has definitely paid off for some of the guys. He's been updated two versus three stops of those around him, and he's been reminded by the crew to keep his head down, to focus, and they could still salvage a good result.
Michael Young.
Yeah, Colton Hurt has been on the radio with his race strategist, Scott Harder, very frustrated that he has to save fuel. He said, what number do I have to get to? They want to get to lap 59, but Harder then radioed back, but if you can get us more, that would be great. But Colton very frustrated right now having to save fuel in this middle portion of the race, especially with those three stoppers ahead of them going flat out.
Hey, Kyle Kirkwood picked up his first win at Long Beach a couple of weeks ago. He's currently running in the 10th position. Alex Wolf caught up with his race strategist, Brian Herta, over the weekend. Talked to him during the session yesterday. Talked to Brian about what it was like for him to get his first win and what Kyle Kirkwood's mindset might be like going into this race weekend.
That first win you had as a driver at Laguna Seca back in 98 when you went to the streets of Houston for that next race. I mean, like you said, the afterglow fades. I mean, do you feel any different mentally knowing that you can do it and then you're trying to do it again?
You know, I remember kind of having a similar feeling to what Kyle said is, you know, what he felt really was relief. And I think getting that first win, it's a relief, right? It's a hurdle that you know you have to, you know, you have to get over, right? You can't really become a champion or do any of the other things in this series until you can win races. So the first one, you feel relief. The second one, you enjoy a whole lot more. So hopefully we'll get into that phase here sooner than later.
So I thought that was a great comment, great observation from Brian Herta, what the mindset might be like for Kyle Kirkwood.
Yeah, absolutely. And how about Alex knowing that history back then?
And yeah,
when it was
for
next
sure.
Race. Good job, Alex, for that. And Brian Herta, what a class guy. I've always enjoyed racing with him and being around him. And I think it's really good that he's with Kirkwood. I can really hope that kid's career. And so, but yeah, I mean, now as he said, let's hope we can get him in victory lane sooner than later for a second time.
So again, it's Grosjean, McLaughlin, O'Ward, Pillow, and Lundgaard the top five. Dixon, Rossi, Newgarden, Power, and Kyle Kirkwood the top 10. Rosenquist, Erickson, Armstrong, Herta, and Pagano through 15th. And we see the green flag fly, and it's a pretty good start for Romain Grosjean, although as I say that, Scott McLaughlin is all over him as they set up for turn number one, trying to stack up a little bit behind him. Now they start to fan out a little bit, so it stays. Grosjean, McLaughlin, O'Ward, Pillow, Lundgaard, the top five as they head to turn five.
They'll crest the hill, and it's Romain Grosjean with a three-car length advantage over Scott McLaughlin. McLaughlin will close within one, not able to make a pass. Further back, a change for the fourth spot. Alex Pillow gets around Christian Lundgaard. Lundgaard, though, throws the crossover move. He'll take that spot back. Leader in front of Jake Query.
So the leader, Romain Grosjean, right behind him, literally glued to him, Scott McLaughlin. McLaughlin tried to look to the inside in turn nine. Can't do it. Then it's Pato O'Ward, Lundgaard. Then Pillow, Dixon, Newgarden, and Rossi as they scream their way into turn number 10.
Interesting to note, Davey, they start thinking about that setup in turn number five and that pass when they start to turn three.
You know what makes that corner really fun, Mark? We see some of the drivers take that high line and on entry, which is not ideal normally, but then they try to cut over and make a long straightaway out of it, and you see other ones taking the maybe the faster preferred line, which is going a little earlier, hit the apex, slide up on exit, but man, it makes for a lot of great passover moves, but they both, going through seven, they're fighting to get that inside to get it to turn eight.
Pretty Scott fun. McLaughlin was fast before that caution. He was shaving a tenth here and a tenth there off the lead of Joseph Newgarden, and it looks like he's going after the leader, Romain Grosjean, now as they clear turns three and four.
Yeah, he certainly does have a run on our race leader as they head down to turn number five. McLaughlin's going to try to go the long way around. He's going to go around the outside, but Romain Grosjean seals the line off. Grosjean will hold that spot as McLaughlin, though, he streaks to the outside. Jake, we got to fight for the lead into turn eight.
We'll see if McLaughlin can make that move through eight. He tucks in behind where McLaughlin is, then tries to keep it a little bit lower in through turn number nine, but McLaughlin is able to shut that door, holds off by about three car lengths.
Scott McLaughlin's got a rocket ship just like Joseph Newgarden.
Yeah, and what he does, he has a softer red sidewall tires as well, so right now his car should be a little faster with those tires on. They're fairly fresh. Now, the longer the run goes, I'm going to say Grosjean's car is going to be a little bit better, but right now, if McLaughlin can get in front of him with those reds and then just hold him back, that could be an important move of the race.
Those front two have already started to check out a little bit. Pato Award with a firm grasp on that third spot. Lundgaard has the fourth spot after that battle with Pelot. Joseph Newgarden might have a different set of concerns momentarily. It looks like Scott Dixon starting to sneak up on him a little bit. So it's Grosjean, McLaughlin, Award, Lundgaard, Pelot, Newgarden, and Dixon as they head back to turn five.
Boy, this is a great battle for the lead up front as Grosjean holds off Scott McLaughlin by about a car length. They're separated another 10 to 12 back to Pato Award. So all eyes around Barber Motorsports Park are on that battle for the lead in turn eight.
Going to repeat it again. Romain Grosjean wanted it to be kind of boring up front. Anything but that with Scott McLaughlin just behind him. You feel like McLaughlin is waiting to pounce. Not going to be this time by. Grosjean leads him through turn number 10.
Scott McLaughlin is showing a lot of patience, Davey.
Yeah, he is, and he has a fast race car. He knows he wants to get by him. He knows he's full fuel, by the way. He's a three-stopper. He's running that thing full bore right now. He has a softer tire. He knows he needs to get by Grosjean to have an opportunity to try to stay in front of him. Now, they're on the same strategy now, which is very important, but Grosjean has the longer-lasting tire.
Michael Young.
I remember the battle in St. Petersburg between those two, Romain Grosjean and Scott McLaughlin. Josh Freund still coaching Romain on the radio, trying to save fuel. Grosjean doing a heck of a job holding off that hard-charging Scott McLaughlin. Both of those drivers, one more pit stop to go.
Three-tenths the lead now for Romain Grosjean as he leads Scott McLaughlin into turn number five.
It's a good battle again. It's separated by just two car lengths. Grosjean takes the wider exit to the corner. That allows him to roar through the gearbox a little bit faster than Scott McLaughlin. That allows him, Jake, to pull that two-car length advantage up to about four or five into turn eight.
So did Romain Grosjean weather the storm temporarily, or did he hold off right now as this time by the distance a little bit more breathing room perhaps? These two have really separated from Pata Award, Christian Lundgaard, and Alex Pelot.
Incredible pace as we've reached the halfway point. Grosjean, McLaughlin, Award, Lundgaard, and Pelot the top five. Newgarden is sixth. Dixon 7th, Power 8th, Rossi 9th, Rosenquist is 10th, 11th Kirkwood, 12th Erickson, 13th Armstrong, 14th Herta, 15th Pagano, Maluka 16th, VK 17th, DeFrancesco is 18th, Harvey is 19th, Ferrucci is 20th, Castro Neves 21st, Ray Hall 22nd, Benjamin Peterson 23rd, Calvin Ilott 24th, Augustine Canapino is 25th, Daly is 26th, D. Gray Robb 27th, the only car out of the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix. 47 laps complete. Grosjean, McLaughlin, Award, Lundgaard, and Pelot, the top five. Let's get updates from pit road, starting with Michael Young.
I just had an opportunity to talk to Josh Freund and see if we could talk to him about their strategy. He's really coaching his driver. He said, we can't do an interview right now. They're really trying to hit numbers. Romain Grosjean, he's like, whatever you can get us to the end of this race would be fantastic. Sounds like they may go to reds for the final stint, but Romain has to save, not able to push in this portion of the race.
Alex Wolf. And Michael, for Scott McLaughlin, much like Romain Grosjean, a lot of coaching from the timing stand from his strategist Kyle Moyer. And a little bit ago, as we passed the halfway point, Kyle Moyer reminded Scott McLaughlin to be patient. You got plenty of time here. You're doing a great job. More updates on the pit lane with Georgia Henneberry.
Well, earlier, Christian Lundgaard updated his team, said he felt a little bit of oversteer in the low-speed parts of Barber Motorsports Park and understeer in the high speed. But since his last pit stop, going from those Firestone Reds to more four Firestone Reds with small adjustment. He feels confident in the 45 where he runs fourth.
Updates of Pit Road brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. An update from Nick Yeoman.
Mark, I don't think the veteran Elio Castroneves is going to be too thrilled with rookie Benjamin Peterson. Just seconds ago, Peterson took a late dive underneath Elio into turn number five. Definitely made contact with the front of the wing of that car to Elio's left rear tire. So we'll see if problems maybe persist for Castroneves. But there was definitely contact between the veteran and the rookie.
And those are the things that Elio will tell you that you run the risk of involving yourself in when you're mired as deep in the field as
right.
He is currently running 24th.
Yeah, he's back there in the back. You're right. Peterson definitely punted him. There's no question about it. Elio did a good job of saving that. Hopefully he didn't cut his tire down, you know, here coming up. But right now, that's right. You can't. If you're running back there, that's usually trouble. Guys are hanging onto their cars.
And you are listening to the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix on these great stations like KCPS in Burlington, Iowa, WPGW in beautiful Portland, Indiana, and WBHR in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Coming up on lap number 50, Grosjean, McLaughlin, Award, Lundgaard, below the top five, Newgarden, Dixon, Power, Rossi, and Rosenquist the top 10, and been an impressive run for Romain Grosjean, Davey, and this is a guy, although he's awfully happy for his teammate, you know there was a lot of disappointment a couple of weeks ago with the fact that, again, he came close to getting his win and didn't get it.
Yeah, and that was a race that he wishes he had probably back because it's straightforward two-stopper, where this one here, he's having to save fuel, still trying to stay in the lead of this race. He's having to work for it here, no question about it, Mark. It is so difficult as a driver to save fuel and try to make up lap time. It's just not easy. He's doing a really good job at that. We'll see how that all plays out. But when you have a guy behind you saving fuel, that's okay too. But when you got McLaughlin just going for it, he's not saving fuel. And as Moyer said, just take it easy. They feel they're going to get it.
How about an update on third place running Pato O'Ward from Alex Wolf?
And Pato O'Ward being coached on his fuel number is just a couple of laps ago. He was told from his timing stand that he was getting no pressure from behind, was looking good. They were very close to hitting their fuel number. Asked if he could back it up just a little bit more. And he was just told last time by that it was a very good lap and a very good fuel number. So Pato O'Ward and the 5 team really trying to keep an eye on that fuel strategy with the two stops.
Well, McLaughlin is riding around about 8-tenths of a second behind Romain Grosjean. Jean, your leader, who's now led 43 laps on the day. Those two are all but gone. And then you go about 6 seconds back to Pato O'Ward. And I won't say it's getting interesting, but it's not really, I think, a foregone conclusion that he's going to hold on to that third spot, Nick Yeoman. It's O'Ward, Lundgaard, Pelot, even Newgarden trying to get into the mix.
Yeah, think about the pep of the step a podium could do for Christian Lundgaard and that entire Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan team. They have not had a great start to the season, but Lundgaard is having a banner day. You mentioned not necessarily O'Ward pulling away from Lundgaard. It's about six car lengths as they leave turn number six, but Lundgaard having a good day, Jake, putting the pressure on into turn eight.
The front two have already gotten to the bottom of the hill of turn number nine, and then it's O'Ward, but Lundgaard is right there. He has right behind him Alex Pelot. Then you wait a little bit, and it's Joseph Newgarden, followed by Scott Dixon and Will Power.
We sometimes, after a broadcast, Davey, will think about a driver that maybe, for whatever the reason, we didn't get the opportunity to mention a lot. His teammate would be one of them, Graham Rahal, currently running in 22nd. I don't think we've mentioned Graham much at all this week.
Yeah, you know, we sure haven't, and we see that those cars are definitely getting better, but Harvey in the 19th spot, Graham in the 22nd, they haven't found the success yet. But Lundgaard, man, he is flying right now in that fourth position. One thing we haven't talked about a lot, Mark, is the push to pass. We have that option at these street and road courses. Right now, Grosjean has 122 seconds of that left. McLaughlin behind him only has 84. Well, Ward 165. Lundgaard at 111 right now. So we'll keep an eye on that for everybody later in the race. But sometimes that push to pass is just enough to make some of these difficult passes.
How about the battle for eighth, Nick Yeoman? That's Will Power, Alexander Rossi, and Felix Rosenquist.
Yeah, that's three pretty good ones right there. They're all running behind Scott Dixon, who's got the seventh position. Jake, that battle already setting up for turn number eight near you.
Setting up for turn number eight, again, following behind Alex Pelot. So it's Newgarden with Dixon behind him. The Dixon Power, probably that battle is the one that's better because Power really started to make up some ground in turn number nine, but then that straightaway speed, Dixon was able to pull away before they got through turn number 10.
Kyle Kirkwood, currently 11th. We talked about him through his race strategist, Brian Herter, recently, and while certainly he's not as dominant as he was at Long Beach, he's putting together a serviceable weekend.
He is, and he's had a couple mistakes out there. haven't really, not big enough to really mention on air right now, but he was faster. He was making some moves. He was towards that top five, but then he slipped off track one time and just had a couple incidents that put him back. But one we're going to bring up, it's not going to show it on the chart, Mark, but how about Felix Rosenquist? He spun out. No yellow came out. He went to complete back of the field, caught up, started passing guys. He's currently back in that 10th spot, had to come from dead last to do it.
Jake Query, you will notice that it was 8-tenths of a second. Now it's down to 6-tenths of a second, talking about Grosjean and McLaughlin as they head to turn 7. Grosjean, McLaughlin, Award, Lundgaard, and Pelot, the top 5. Newgarden, Dixon, Power, Rossi, and Rosenquist, the top 10 at the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix.
Hey, race fans, it's Alex Pelot. Don't forget that the first episode of the 100 Days to Indy is available now on the CW app. And mark your calendar for episode 2, airing on Thursday, May 5th, live on CW.
Well, after the race and all week long, listen to your favorite NTT IndyCar Series races, including Classic Indy 500 broadcast 24 hours a day. Download the TuneIn app from Google Play or the App Store. 55 laps complete. Grosjean, McLaughlin, Award, Lundgaard, and Pelot, the top 5. Newgarden, Dixon, Power, Rossi, and Rosenquist, the top 10. Kirkwood is the 11th, Erickson 12th, Armstrong is 13th, 14th Herta, 15th Pagano, 16th Malukas, 17th VK, 18th DeFrancesco, 19th is Jack Harvey, Ferrucci is 20th, 21st Peterson, 22nd Ray Hall, 23rd Ilott, 24th Castro Neves, 25th Augustine Canapino, 26th Daly. Out of the race, Stingray Robb, 27th. Grosjean has led 48 laps today. Newgarden has led 6. Scott McLaughlin has led a couple. Marcus Armstrong, good run for him. He's plus 13. Santino Ferrucci, plus 7 on the day, Davey.
Good run for him. We talked. He had a bad pit stop. He started coming up. He was in the top 15 at one point, had a bad pit stop. Fell back to actually 25th, fighting his way back up. So good run, that Ferrucci car. And Peterson's teammates right behind him. The MJ cars are a little bit better in race sim, so good to see them going up. Malukas, we thought, you know, he went on that three-stop strategy. Thought that he had a little speed as well in that coin car. Finds himself in 16th. Pagano still struggling in that 15th position, too. Hurt, as we heard, in 14th, not happy.
So, two-stop, three-stop. Who do you think is in the catbird seat with 34 laps to go?
Well, right now, if Grosjean is saving fuel and able to stay ahead of McLaughlin, who is not saving fuel, you know, I still got to give, you know, the advantage to him. And if he's got enough to make it to the end and run these lap times and make it to the end okay, I think he's going to be pretty strong. But then I always look back. Is McLaughlin just kind of saying, okay, it's hard to pass there. I'm going to let him wear his stuff down, and I'll get him later when I could really lay it out. So right now I think Grosjean still may be in the best spot if that he can make it on fuel.
A lot of spacing all the way back through sixth place running Joseph Newgarden. Then where things start to get a little sticky is from seventh on back. Scott Dixon currently running in the seventh position, but Will Power's running with him. Rossi, Rosenquist, and others, Nick Yeoman.
And a lap ago down here at turn number 5, Will Power got on the brakes, and I don't know if he got on the brakes hard enough because he very nearly got in the back of Scott Dixon. It is a game of inches. Power's got to worry about the car behind him. He's got the Arrow McLaren teammates, first Alexander Rossi, then Felix Rosenquist. Throw a blanket over those cars into turn 8.
Funny because we haven't talked a lot about Will Power, but just when you mentioned that, Nick, Rossi indeed all of a sudden really started to draw a bead on him entering turn number 9. Power got that straightaway speed, starts to separate now. 3-car length advantage in front of Alexander Rossi.
So reds or blacks, well, that tire wear starts to reveal itself, Davey, but where on this racetrack do you need to be careful? Where are you going to feel that first?
Well, I think, you know, Charlotte's Web is going to be one of them. That 180 degree corner, pretty straightforward, but you're in at a long time. I think down in the turns 2 and 3, and then the last three corners of 17, 16, and 15, you're in that corner for a long time. The longer you're in a corner on those softer tires, in G-force load, that's where they're going to start sliding.
And in terms of your braking, when you're going into turn number 5 and you're late to the run, because the tires have worn, you're probably pretty thankful that once that fuel burns off towards the end of that stint, that weight shift is a little less and it's a little less strenuous on those brakes.
That's exactly right. And its braking point doesn't hurt you as much as the cornering speed does on these red tires. Because just what you said, once the fuel load goes down, Mark, the car's a little bit lighter, the tire can still handle that. that, it's more of a brake issue, you know, the capabilities of the brakes more than the tire on it.
Under a full load, can you, in the car, do you literally feel that weight shift going up and down?
Yeah, absolutely. You sure can. You wouldn't think you would, but you absolutely can feel that load. The car just feels bulky. The fuel, as you know, is behind the driver's seat. It fills that bladder up to about center of driver back, so it's really high in the race car. So as that weight, you're going through the corners, it's high weight. It's rolling that car around, and as it gets lighter, it just gets easier to drive, gets a little bit faster, so it absolutely makes a difference.
Updates from pit road. Let's start with Georgia.
Alexander Rossi told by team as he meticulously works his way to willpower, if you think it will help you to close that gap, go for it. You're good on fuel. You can push.
All right. Looks like the fuel window, the pit window, starting to open. The Gaybridge machine of Colton Herta comes to the attention of Michael Young.
And Colton Herta will be very happy. He's going to have to save fuel for the remainder of this race. 31 laps remaining before this thing is all said and done. Half a turn out of that front with 6.4 seconds for Colton Herta. Alex Wolf.
Pato Ward laid out. He was told in the couple of laps before he comes to the pit lane, max overtake, no fuel save. It'll be an air pressure adjustment and a turn of front wing when the five car gets here in just a moment.
A handful are starting to scurry around a little bit. In addition to Pato Ward, we can look below us and see we can see Grosjean has tires laid out, Davey.
Yeah, you know, it's time. It's going to be time. Grosjean's coming down pit lane. Our leader comes in right now. He's going to be pitting right in front of us.
Michael Young, you'll call the stop of Romain Grosjean. He has led 51 laps today.
Yeah, for Romain Grosjean, the final stop of the day, and he is in fuel save mode. Won't be able to push, but as we were talking about, has done a masterful job making sure that he stays ahead of Scott McLaughlin. An 8-second stop, though, for Romain Grosjean.
Alex Wolf.
Otto Ward, it'll be black tires to take him home. He got that turn of front wing, waiting for the fuel, and he's down and away.
Georgia Henneberry.
Lundgaard brings the 45 to the attention of his team. He goes from reds to blacks. A small adjustment of the wing. He's down and away. Elio Castroneves leading the blacks, going to the reds, and he is down and away as well.
We also see some other members of that team Penske crew leg out, Davey. And, boy, I'll tell you, this is a pretty forgiving pit road all in all. And some of these stops are timed perfectly because there's a lot of room for those drivers to get off and
yeah,
on.
Yeah, there sure is. But how about this action right now? We got Newgarden, Dixon, Power, Rossi, and Rosenqvist nose to tail. Dixon almost got by. Newgarden right there. I'm sorry, Dixon. He almost got by. Oh, he's going to make a move now going on to turn 12. Looks like he's going to make the pass.
Yep, Scott Dixon, Joseph Newgarden had to leave him room whether he wanted to or not. And now Will Power is going to work his way past Joseph Newgarden as well. And then there are a couple of Arrow McLaren cars. Alexander Rossi and Felix Rosenqvist. So things not going well at all for Joseph Newgarden
on fast, that lap. As fast as he was early on those reds, these just don't seem to be quite as fast. Now, one thing they're able to do is he can stay out there a little bit longer and not save fuel. I would say that he needs to stay a few more laps.
Alex Pillow on pit road.
Yeah, the crew goes to work for Alex Pillow for the final time. They will go to sticker blacks for this final stint for Alex Pillow. Really topped it off, full of fuel. Nearly had a collision with Kyle Kirkwood. Kirkwood comes in. Here comes Scott Dixon. Good stop for him. Final stint will be sticker blacks as well.
Yeah, we also see the car of Marcus Armstrong, the American Leeds machine. It comes off and on and off of pit road. Georgia, more activity on your end.
Elio Castroneves now making his way to pit lane as Simon Pagenaud pitted a bit earlier. The Firestone blacks come off. The sticker reds go on, and Elio's down and away.
Devlin DeFrancesco's flirting with the top 15 all day, Davey. He just made the stop.
Yeah, really good run by him, actually. You know, I haven't talked about him much, but he's doing a good job. Finds himself, unfortunately, right now in 24th right now, but he's been flirting with that top 15 once this all cycles out. You remember, these are the final stops right now, so when there's more. There's some other people that need to pit that haven't yet. And then there's the ones like even Pato Ward. I still feel that he's a lap or two too early to really be able to go after it on fuel.
And, I mean, this is where these race strategists earn their bank, Davey, because it's the timing of it as much as anything.
Yeah, that's right. It's all about timing. That yellow flag really didn't help the two-stop strategy guys at all.
And Joseph Newgarden comes to the attention of his crew, Michael Young.
Yeah, a little bit sooner than we expected on this three-stop strategy. Joseph Newgarden looks like he will go to sticker blacks for this final stint. Marcus Ericsson also in as well. Trouble with the right rear for Marcus Ericsson. Joseph Newgarden, Marcus Ericsson, drag race out of pit lane.
And yet more activity is expected in your end of pit road, Alex Wolf.
Yeah, Scott McLaughlin, that good rancher's Chevrolet, the three car for Team Penske, going to be pitting this lap as they are laid out, and it'll be blacks to go the rest of the way.
And we will have that stop for you. As a matter of fact, Alex, just be patient. Set up shop right there. You'll watch the crew go to work on Scott McLaughlin as he enters pit road, and he's coming to the attention of his crew now.
Kyle Moyer counting him in, reminding him that they're going to Black's. Right front tire changer tells him to come in. He hits the marks perfectly. Off go the Reds. On go the Blacks. We look to see if they make a front wing adjustment. They do not. They wait, they wait, they wait. Down and away in just under 7 seconds.
So, Davey, among the front runners that have yet to stop, we're talking about Power and Rossi, and let's take a look at that race off of pit road, Davey.
Yeah, right now it's going to be interesting as we see Grosjean coming by right now. He has speed right now, but looks to me like McLaughlin is going to get ahead of him, and that was a key point right there because Grosjean's still saving fuel, even though he had the warmer tires. Going to be hard for him to get back by McLaughlin right now, saving fuel.
Nick Yeoman, turn number five.
Grosjean's going to take a look to the inside, though. Scott McLaughlin's going to seal that line off. Grosjean's got more heat in those tires. McLaughlin has the spot, though. They'll drag race down the back straightaways. They head to turn eight. McLaughlin's got the advantage, Jake.
So the question is he going to be able to hold on to that as Romain Grosjean now goes to the inside of him, tries to drag race against Scott McLaughlin coming off of turn number nine. He's now going to pop to the outside. McLaughlin holds him off through turn 10.
But you can get a little bit of a draft at the end of this back straight,
yeah,
Davey.
Yeah, and I don't think he's close enough. And how about a complete repaint of St. Petersburg? I mean, these guys came out right together. We got Grosjean's not giving up right now. McLaughlin's using up all the race track. Oh, he shoots down, chops the nose off. Grosjean car going to go. Oh, going to go on the inside.
They did.
Now.
I think his right front. Oh, they banged wheels
they banged
a couple
wheels.
Of times.
Wow.
And Grosjean's going to go to P1 down the straightaway. So here comes Romain Grosjean and Scott McLaughlin. David Malukas trying to keep pace with that battle. Malukas is currently running in the sixth position. So it's Grosjean, McLaughlin, and Malukas. Nick Yeoman, that'll continue to be a good battle when they crest the hill and turn number four and head back your way.
You want a rivalry? I'll give you one. Grosjean versus McLaughlin. Fans up here on the observation deck pumping the fists as Grosjean made that move out of turn number 17 down into Charlotte's Web. Grosjean starting to pull away. Call it five car lengths, Jake, as he pulls away from Scott McLaughlin down the straightaway.
We'll see if that means things have settled themselves out with this battle because Grosjean now in through turn number nine has to get, of course, off the throttle just a little bit. McLaughlin does as well. Malukas is right there, but Grosjean is starting to pull away from Scott McLaughlin.
They banged wheels more than once, Davey.
Oh, I couldn't keep up with it because he tried to go underneath of him. McLaughlin blocked him. He goes around the outside of him. McLaughlin hits him. He goes underneath of him into the next corner. The final turn 17. They bump wheels again. Unbelievable race. It was happening so fast, I couldn't keep up with it.
65 laps complete. Power, Rosenquist, Grosjean. McLaughlin, Rossi, Malukas, Ferrucci actually starting to turn over a little bit because there's more activity on pit road among those front runners, Georgia.
Number seven to the attention of his team. The sticker blacks come off. The sticker reds come on. No adjustment to the wing. He's down and away.
So we are waiting for Power and Rosenquist, who last stopped on lap 38, to come to pit road. We have 25 laps to go at the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix. Laps to go, 67 complete here at the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix to pit road, Michael Young.
Josh Freund, race strategist for Romain Grosjean. Does he have enough to push to the end, or does he have to save?
Yeah, we're saving right now. We need some yellow help, but yeah, we're saving a little bit to get to the end.
Well, let's get your heart rate up. That battle between he and McLaughlin down there, nearly a repeat of St. Petersburg. He did a heck of a job to get around, though.
Yeah, he did. I mean, that's our race, right? It's what kind of everybody's in right now, so he did a hell of a job.
We'll wish you best of luck the rest of the way.
Thanks.
That's Josh Freund, race strategist for Romain Grosjean.
Alex Wolf.
And during the commercial break, Will Power came in, relinquished the lead they cycled up to. He came in, took off a set of red tires, put on another set of reds. It was a 7.53-second stop for the Verizon Chevrolet.
Georgia Henneberry.
The teammates of Alexander Rossi and Felix Rosenquist both pitted, but the thing is, they are on different tires. Alexander Rossi is going to be on those red tires. Felix Rosenquist opted for those black tires. Again, they've been connected all day long, but a tire is going to be a factor.
Staying around 0.3, Davey, talking about that lead of Grosjean over McLaughlin, and both are on the primaries.
Yeah, they're both on primaries, and it's a fight to the end. And right now, the worry I have for Grosjean is fuel savings. Is he good enough to continue fuel savings? Because McLaughlin's full tilt right now.
Let's go to Jake Query. It's starting to heat up, Jake, in turn seven.
Yep, it's been heated up for a while, and it's starting to look heated again because McLaughlin, again, going to try to keep that lower line in turn number nine. Grosjean's able to shut that door, pull away just a little bit. But again, Mark, Romain Grosjean has his mirrors full of Scott McLaughlin.
Boy, just in front of that museum, Davey, it looked like things got out of sorts a little bit for McLaughlin, and he was able to gather it back in, and just like that, he's right back up under underneath the wing.
Yeah, you know, one thing that he's fighting with, this is a high-speed road course. Once you get behind some of these guys, some of these cars, you get a little aero wash, meaning that dirty air is not allowing the car to grip. That could be the only thing that helps Grosjean, because we know he's saving fuel. He pitted three laps earlier than McLaughlin, so we know he's definitely saving fuel, where that three laps is a huge difference in fuel saving.
Yeah, you can see what that air is doing off the rear of that car, Nick Yeoman. When they come off the corner, as they're going through the apex of the corner, you can almost see the car of McLaughlin unwillingly being shoved to the high side. Let's see about turn number five.
Yeah, they'll get down into turn number five. McLaughlin is really able to throw it in deep. He closes within a half a car length, but Grosjean is going to get the better run off the corner. They're still separated by a couple car lengths. That's how fast McLaughlin is. Still a good battle into turn number eight.
Absolutely. Grosjean knows how good McLaughlin's car is, because Grosjean sweeps it again coming off turn number nine just a little bit wider. McLaughlin's able to shave off a little of that corner, but again, it's in that straight through turn number 10 where Grosjean is able to get into the throttle and get himself that breathing room back.
And we just seen Grosjean going through turn two, coming up that hill. He let that left side tire get off track a little bit. He's pushing hard as he can and got in the dirt just a little bit as McLaughlin pulls right back underneath his wing.
And he got up on the curbing a little bit, and that upset the balance of the race car some, and McLaughlin lost a little bit of pace, but he dials it right back in. It's 0.2 seconds now as they set up for turn number one. Down the hill, they'll sweep it back to the right. He's right in the tire tracks, talking about Scott McLaughlin. 20 laps to go in the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix. We've got a battle for the lead going into turn number five.
And you know Grosjean cannot enjoy saving fuel, but he may have the door opening up for Scott McLaughlin. McLaughlin looked to the inside. Grosjean looked like he moved over a little bit. I think Scott misjudged the line into turn number five. That'll allow Grosjean to open it back up, but it got awful close, Jake, in turn eight.
Drivers who have only run this circuit in two prior years. Grosjean with McLaughlin again. McLaughlin that time got a little bit squirrely up turn number nine. That allowed Grosjean to again maintain that lead. Four car length advantage.
That's pretty good battle, Davey. These guys are right in one another's tire tracks.
They are. I mean, this is a great battle right now, and I think, you know, it's exciting somewhat. I like seeing both go full fuel and get after these. These two have been putting races on for us all year long, Mark. You got to remember, the same scenario came out the very first year. They actually made contact. But every race, it seems like these two drivers really rising to the top in this series right now.
Grosjean's able to bump it back up to a half a second lead. Will Power is some 9 seconds back in third. Then Award, Pelot, Lundgaard, and Dixon. Rossi, Rosenquist, and Erickson, the top 10. Armstrong, Herta, Kirkwood, Newgarden, and Pagano, the top 15, Michael Young.
Josh Freund just got on the radio for Romain Grosjean, reminded him Scott McLaughlin only has 28 seconds.
Turn five, Nick Yeoman.
Romain Grosjean just overshot the corner. He got in way too deep. That's opened the door for Scott McLaughlin. It's a drag race into turn number eight, and McLaughlin's going to clear him and take the race lead.
So now can Grosjean make it up as they work their way through turn number nine? The answer at the bottom of turn number nine is no. Scott McLaughlin now with a three-car length advantage over Romain Grosjean.
Davey?
And that's it. I think that's it right now. That's all he needed to do is pressure Grosjean into a mistake. He did that, and now he doesn't have to save fuel. He's going for it. He's going to continue to pull away here. I wouldn't be surprised if in a few laps he's a couple laps ahead or a couple seconds ahead of him.
So 0.7 seconds already, Davey. He is pulling away.
Yeah, he's pulling away. Right now he had a better car, and now that, you know, Grosjean just made a huge mistake getting in their way. He missed his turn-in by two car lengths. I think he was looking in the mirror behind him more than in front of him and just really, really made a mistake there.
18 laps to go. Your top 10, McLaughlin, Grosjean, Power, O'Ward, and Pelot, the top five. Lundgaard, Dixon, Rossi, Rosenquist, and Erickson, the top 10. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the IndyCar Radio Network. After after a spirited battle and a little bobble by Romain Grosjean, Davey, Scott McLaughlin has jumped out to a lead of 1.7 seconds.
Yeah, and I figured it was going to be 2 seconds, to be really honest with you. I think he's going to be able to check out. He is absolutely going to go for it. He's not worried about fuel. And here's another one that's not worried about fuel. How about McLaughlin's teammate, Will Power? We haven't talked much about him today, Mark. He finds himself in that third position. He has more fuel than everybody. Last pitted on lap 66. He's 7 seconds behind, basically 8 seconds behind. But that means he's only about six behind Grosjean. So with 16 laps left on those red tires that he has on, he may be able to make a charge to try to catch up and try to get a second spot. He's on the podium right now, but he may be able to get second out of this.
And the first taker on that three-stop strategy looked pretty good early on doing it, but it's not going to work out for Joseph Newgarden. Davey, he's currently shown a 14.
You know, one thing, Joseph was so fast on those reds, and I think it was really deceiving to our eye because he was so fast, but everybody else was on used red tires. He was on a three-stop strategy. Everybody else, and he had brand new, and so it made him look really slow. He was coming through the field. But I think a couple things happened. I think that he pitted one lap too early. The first time in, he lost some ground. That yellow did not help him by any stretch of imagination. The way where it came out was kind of hindered him. And then he just hasn't had that speed back, and he's pummeled down to that 14th position.
So we'll give you a full field rundown now with 15 laps to go. It's McLaughlin, Grosjean, Power, Award, and Pelot, Lundgaard, Dixon, Rossi, Rosenqvist, and Erickson. Armstrong, 11th, 12th, Kirkwood, 13th, Turna, 14th, Newgarden, 15th, VK, 16th, Ilott, 17th, Rahal, 18th, Pagano, 19th, Belucas, Ferrucci is 20th, 21st, Peterson, 22nd, Castro Neves, 23rd, DeFrancesco, 24th, Harvey, Cotter Daly, 25th, Augustine Canapino is currently in the 26th position. Stingray Robb, the only car out of the race, Davey. He completed 36 laps, and he'll finish 27th today.
Yeah, and that really tells you how consistent these cars are, how reliable these cars are, and how fast all of them are. I mean, not too many, most everybody on that lead lap, so very, very impressive.
Closing laps headed our way. All in all, it's been a pretty solid day for the Arrow McLaren team. How about a couple of updates on a couple of their drivers? Alexander Rossi, Georgia, currently in eighth place. Felix Rosenqvist, nobody's passed more cars work harder than him. After dropping all the way to 23rd, he's worked his way back up to ninth.
Absolutely, that is correct. And the teammates have been a pair all day long, but they just told Felix Rosenqvist over the radio that he has 55 on push to pass, where teammate Rossi only has 14.
And another update from pit road, Alex Wolf.
And from the timing stand of the three cars, Scott McLaughlin with about 15 laps to go, giving a little bit of a systems report, an update on how things are going. He's been told the car looks perfect, the lap times look perfect, the pace looks perfect, so just keep doing what you're doing as we move into the closing laps.
And let's get one more update from Michael Young.
Yeah, Josh Freund just coaching his driver, Romain Grosjean, as we saw Scott McLaughlin get around him, reminded him Will Power is coming, he's on reds there, letting him know if he's making any advancement, but thus far, Will Power not a threat these closing laps yet, anyhow, for Romain Grosjean.
Simon Pagano getting shoved around a little bit, Davey.
Well, first he is, but he went off course. You know, that little kink on the back straightaway. We go through there wide open, but it's not easy, and it looked like he slipped off, missed his line just so much, went through the grass. He's able to get it back on track. Meanwhile, cars, including Ilott, was up underneath of him and didn't give him much room through those final corners. Almost touched wheels, but he made it through it.
Nick Yeoman, there are guys out there that are points racing, let's face it. And it's important, as we saw last year, a guy won a championship and only won one race. That explains why Award and Pelot were in such a heated battle for the fourth position.
Yeah, they have been locked together for the last several laps. Pato Award, the winner of this race in 2022. Alex Pelot won it in 2021, both having solid top 5 days, as we've come to expect, as they run down the straightaway to head to turn number 8. They're separated by just 3 car lengths.
And, another battle on the racetrack that's just behind them, as Award now is kind of pulling Pelot through turn number 9. And then there's Christian Lundgaard, but right behind them, a good battle. Dixon and Alexander Rossi. That's been one that has started to sort itself out just a little bit, but Rossi was on the rear wing of Dixon for the last 4 times by.
And Award and Pelot, those two guys, they're among the last couple of winners here, so they know the fast way around this race.
They do know the fast way around. They're not content where they're at, and you got to look at the points, as you just mentioned. Right now, Pato Award in that second position is only 3 points back from Erickson. Erickson right now not having a good points day, finding himself in that 10th position. But third is Pelot, right behind him, 9 back. So things swap that. That's going to tighten it up.
And we'll see if that one tightens up now as it clears turn number 1. Now they make that bend around turn number 2, and they'll start back uphill. It's a pretty close disparity right now. It's about 0.4 of a second, the battle between 4th and 5th, Award and Pelot. Back to Nick Yeoman.
They'll both get to the bottom of the hill into Charlotte's Web, and it's Pato Award by 2 car lengths over Alex Pelot. Pato's car appears to get a little bit better pull up and out of the corner. He'll open that gap to about 5 car lengths in the turn number 8.
Now he goes into an area of the track that is essentially one long corner, takes it down into the inside of turn number 9. Pelot tried to go where he was, got just a little bit loose off of turn number 9. Now that lefty bend as Pata O'Ward starts to pull away.
Well, Joseph Newgarden continues to drop Nick Yeoman. Callum Ilott wants to get him now.
That got a collective woe from all the fans up here because Callum Ilott went wheel-to-wheel with Joseph Newgarden. He probably could have slid a credit card in between those two. It was a battle for 14th. It looked like Callum Ilott, Mark, all over Joseph Newgarden here in 5.
Boy, what a long day it's been for Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph, and let's go back to the points. Look at, you know, he's always in the points championship. He's down 2 spots right now. He's in 6th position in points if it was the end right now, but he was in 4th. That's the wrong way. The one of the big gainers, his teammate McLaughlin, up 6 spots, showing himself he'd be in 4th right now.
Dixon and Rossi looks like it's trying to get interesting. That's the battle for the 7th position, but let's go back in, check in on that battle we were watching moments ago between Award and Pelot off in turn number 5.
Yeah, they're like magnets right now. They can't get away from each other. The Mexican driver and the Spaniard down the back straightaway. It is still Pato Award by 2 car lengths over Alex Pelot.
Boy, Pelot, you are correct, Nick. They are absolutely glued to one another, with the exception of the fact that it appears as though in 9, Pelot's got a little better control on the inside line. But as soon as they exit turn number 9, then Award swings it out wide and starts to pull with that straight speed.
They'll complete lap number 80 next time by McLaughlin, Grosjean, Power, Award, and Pelot, the top 5. Lundgaard, Dixon, Rossi, Rosenquist, and Erickson, the top 10. Armstrong, 11th. Kirkwood, 12th. Herta, 13th. 14th, Ilott. 15th, Newgarden. 16th, VK. 17th, Rahal. Pagano, 18th. 19th, Malukas. 20th, Ferrucci. 21st, Castro Neves. 22nd, Benjamin Peterson. DeFrancesco is 23rd. 24th is Jack Harvey. 25th is Connor Daly. 26th is Augustine Canapino. And again, the only car out of the race, Stingray Robb, who completed 36 laps. The lead is 2.2 seconds now with 10 laps to go for Scott McLaughlin. And we look back a little further behind that battle we were watching, Nick. We see Scott Dixon being trailed by Alexander Rossi off of turn 5.
Yeah, that's really a 3-car battle if you want to include Christian Lundgaard just ahead. Maybe a 4-car battle if you want to throw Felix Rosenquist into the mix as well. Jake, those 4-5 can't get away from each other here in the closing lap.
Yeah, tip of the cap to Rosenquist, because as we talked about, got shuffled to the back at the outset, now has to work his way forward, and is running there about 5 or 6 car lengths behind his teammate Alexander Rossi. And as you mentioned, that trio just in front of him, Rossi, Lundgaard, Dixon, all pretty close in front of Felix Rosenquist.
As a team, they're not happy with Rahal in 17th and Jack Harvey all the way back in 24th, but it'll help that team collectively with Lundgaard staying in the top 10 all day.
Yeah, it absolutely will. He's doing a really good job. That 6th, they're gonna. That's almost a win for them. As bad as they've ran the first few races, that's a good position for that team.
9 laps to go. Again, your top 5: McLaughlin, Grosjean, Power, O'Ward, and Pelot at the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix. 7 laps to go in the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix. Scott McLaughlin with a 2.9-second lead over Romain Grosjean, and we need to talk more about Will Power, currently running in 3rd.
Yeah, we just talked off air, right, Mark? Will Power, he's just been there, kind of hanging out, not really talking about it much, been in that top 10 sometime, top 15 most of the time. All of a sudden, you know, he's in the top 3. He's 3rd right now on those red tires. He's only 2 seconds behind Grosjean with, I know there's only 7 laps to go. I don't know if he can make up that much time in just 7 laps. But right now, Will Power is strong. He's actually 14 seconds ahead of 4th place Pato O'Ward.
But it's from Pato O'Ward on back to Pelot, Lundgaard, Dixon, Rossi. That's where it starts to get a little interesting.
Yeah, and keep
a couple
going.
Of those guys we mentioned, Davey, they're in a points championship.
Yeah,
battle.
Keep going. Rosenquist, Erickson, they're all just nose to tail, still fighting out. The only one on different tire is Rossi. He's still on that softer red compound tire. We'll see if he could hang on to the end. Another thing you got to remember, Lundgaard, we talked about him, and O'Ward and Grosjean, they're still saving a little bit of fuel. They're on that strategy. They last spent on lap 60, get 30 laps out of a full tank. It's pretty tough without saving.
Well, we'll see if things start to tighten up now as we're closing in on 5 laps to go. We look up and we see Pato O'Ward, who is trailing. He has Alex Pelot trailing him off to number 5.
And then right behind them, we talked about it, and Davey chuckled about just cars all over each other, Lundgaard and Dixon and Rossi and Rosenquist. Jake, great battles just outside of the podium position.
Yeah, Pelot, absolutely, every time they go into 8, that's when he starts to draw right in on the rear wing of Award, and then it's over the course of that downward spiral where Award gets away from, and then it's Lugard, Dixon, Alexander Rossi, all of them setting sail now along the main straightaway.
Well, suddenly Will Power has hit the button with just a few laps to go. Will Power has closed within 8/10 of a second behind second place running Romain Grosjean. McLaughlin is out in front by 3 seconds, but Nick Yeoman, when they get back to you, it looks like things might just be heating up a little bit in that battle for the second position between Grosjean and Will Power.
Yeah, I don't want to say Grosjean's day is going from bad to worse, because a second or a third wouldn't be a bad day, but boy, he really wanted the win, and now he may see second spiraling out of control as well. Will Power has closed it within about 6 car lengths as they do a little drafting into turn number 8.
Of course, all of this happening well behind Scott McLaughlin. Right now, Grosjean swings it very wide in the apex of turn number 9. Will Power now trying to draw a bead on him coming off of turn number 9 into that left-handed kink that is turn number 10. Romain Grosjean starting to feel the pressure from Will Power.
And before long, Jake Query, you'll see things heating up for the 7th position. It's Dixon, Rossi, and Rosenquist headed your way.
Yeah, and it's Alexander Rossi that every time they start to go into turn number 9, looks like he's actually going to come and just completely clip off the rear wing of Scott Dixon. But then Dixon, once they get to the bottom of the hill, starts to pull away a little bit from Alexander Rossi.
4 laps to go now at the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, and Will Power continues to close. He's got it down to 0.4 seconds, trying to pick up the spot over Romain Grosjean. Davey?
Yeah, he's got 22 seconds of push-a-pass left as well. Power over Grosjean has 0, so that could be the difference maker of second and third today.
Nick Yeoman, what's that race look like off of 5?
Let's call it 2 car lengths as Will Power is starting to get aggressive deep into turns 5 and 6. Grosjean got a better run up out of the corner, but Jake, the pressure is on the world champion Will Power in third.
So right now, Will Power again going into turn number 9. This time the rear end started to step out just a little bit, but the same thing happened to Romain Grosjean. He's not able to make up ground. Talking about Will Power, this time pass.
So it's McLaughlin, Grosjean, Power, O'Ward, and Pelot the top 5. Lundgaard, Dixon, Rossi, Rosenquist, and Erickson the top 10. Armstrong 11th, Kirkwood is 12th, Ilott is 13th, Herta is 14th, Newgarden is 15th. And Romain Grosjean, Davey's got a lot of work to do if he's going to hold on.
He does, but one thing, he may have an advantage. I know that he's on the fuel save mode. He is only 0.8 seconds ahead of Will Power, but Will Power is, even though he's got push to pass, he's going for it, but he has red softer sidewall tires on. They may be wore out. They may just not have as much grip as those black ones that Grosjean has, and that's what I kind of see right now.
3 laps to go, Nick Yeoman. That battle for second heads back your way.
It's about 5 car lengths down the straightaway out of turn number 4. Will Power, again, able to drive it in a lot deeper. Grosjean kind of swoops it into the corner. Meanwhile, the Power kind of diamonds it off, driving it in really hard, picking up the throttle and trying to chase at the exit of the corner. Grosjean still with the spot into turn 8.
Gotta wonder if Grosjean's not going to play a little bit of cat and mouse, knowing those tires might be going away for Will Power, causing that Verizon machine to jump into a different and unfamiliar line. Not able to do it this time. Talking about Will Power, not able to close in on Romain Grosjean.
And we can set here again and see Grosjean's out of push to pass. We can see Will Power's using what he has left.
Yeah, he's starting to use it. Down to 19 seconds, but I just think that you need to have corner speed, some momentum to try to pass that car in front of you. And with those red softer tires this late in the stint, I think they're just done.
And one of the things that I've noticed that, for instance, Alex Pelot did when he was going downhill and going to the turn, he didn't tuck right up underneath the car because of that aerowash we
talked
about earlier.
Trying to get that aerowash, get out of that dirty air, as we see right now. One of the shank cars trying to pass a car going down into turn 7 and 8. But that's exactly right, Mark. Don't get in that aerowash because it just makes the front end light and it won't turn.
So 2 laps to go here at the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix. It's McLaughlin, Grosjean, Power, O'Ward, and Pelot, the top 5. Lundgaard, Dixon, Rossi, Rosenquist, and Erickson. Been a long day for Rosenquist. I think he's going to feel good with this top 10.
I give him a lot of credit. He started last. Well, he didn't start last, but he went to last on the first corner and has really fought his way back up. Now he's got behind his teammate Rossi, and they're pretty much equal speed at this point, but that took a lot of fighting to get back where he is.
Well, you got
to
give a tip of the cap to Kyle Moyer with the race strategy you called today.
Well, you know, if I have Kyle Moyer and Ben Bretzman as engineer driving for Penske, I don't think I could pick a a team better that I'd want to drive for. Those all have such great history. They know what they're doing. And how many races has Kyle Moyer won on pit strategy for his driver? I'll take that all day long as that white flag comes out.
And Scott McLaughlin has he sees the white flag, one lap to go as he negotiates 1, 2, and 3. 17 turns to go before he gets to victory lane, Nick Yeoman. And boy, the race strategy felt his way today.
Absolutely perfect all day long. Scott McLaughlin, this is race 4 of the season. Still looking for his first top 5, so this will be a big boost for the Kiwi. He won last year at St. Pete, Mid-Ohio, and Portland. Looking for career win number 4. Jake, he's got a half a lap to do it. Scott McLaughlin, headed your way.
At St. Petersburg, Scott McLaughlin made a mistake with Romain Grosjean in a corner when they were up front. This time, he waited for it to be Grosjean's turn. Romain Grosjean made that mistake. Scott McLaughlin capitalized. He's already through turn number 10. Mark, help bring home Scott McLaughlin.
And Davey, as Nick said, looking for that first top 5, but he is very much in championship contention.
Yeah, absolutely is. That white flag's about to turn into a checkered flag momentarily, and you're exactly right. It's going to creep up on those points for the championship.
Yeah, it's been a flawless day for Scott McLaughlin for sure. I mean, the race strategy fell his way, and just one caution on the day for 3 laps. Twin checkers in the air. The Advanced Auto Parts checkered flag flies, and Scott McLaughlin goes to victory lane. He wins the Children of Alabama Indy Grand Prix. Romain Grosjean, Soldiers Home. He'll be disappointed. He might have thrown it away down in turn number 5. He worked very, very hard to get that second step on the podium. Will Power, an impressive run. He finishes 3rd. Pato Award is 4th, and Alex Below completes the top 5.
Okay, Mr. Scotty, there you go.
What a team! Let's go!
And we can look around the course on our multi-screen monitor, Davey, and more than a few cars got a close-up
view
today.
Yeah, they sure did, right? We got 4 of them that we've seen. Pato Award, Lundgaard, 2 of them that pulled over. Looks like that number 11 car as well of Armstrong. Is that Armstrong? Yeah, that ran out of fuel as well. So a lot of cars out of fuel. They took it right to the edge.
Good day for Honda, Davey. They take the lead in the manufacturer's points heading into the month of May. They lead Chevrolet 325 to 312, although overall, Chevrolet takes 3 of the top 5.
Yeah, what a battle they've had. Chevrolet was leader in points most of the year going into Long Beach, and Long Beach 5 out of 5 in the top 5 were Hondas. They jumped by Chevrolet, got the lead. Chevrolet creep back right now. 3 of the 5 Chevrolet powered, and they're slowly creeping back, but at 325 to 312, as you say.
McLaughlin, Grosjean, Power awarded below the top 5. Lundgaard, Dixon, Rossi, Rosenquist, and Erickson the top 10. Armstrong 11th, Kirkwood 12th, Ilott 13th, Herta 14th, Newgarden 15th, Rinus VK 16th, 17th Ray Hall, 18th Pagano, 19th Malukas, 20th Ferrucci, 21st Castro Neves, 22nd Peterson, 23rd DeFrancesco, 24th Harvey, 25th Daly, 26th Canapino, and 27th Stingray Rob, the only car out of the race. Joseph Newgarden's car did not have enough fuel to get back to pit road. There were 4 leaders, 7 lead changes, 1 caution for 3 laps. Grosjean led 3 times for 57. McLaughlin led 3 times for 24. Newgarden led 6 laps, and Will Power led 3. Movers today: Armstrong was plus 15, Will Power plus 8, Ferrucci plus 7, McLaughlin plus 3, and Erickson plus 3 as well. Erickson holds on to the points lead over Pato Award. He leads it by 3. Alex Palou is 9 back. McLaughlin with a win is 11 back. And Romain Grosjean is 15 back in that battle for the championship. Newgarden, tough day for him, but not out of it, Davey. He's only 25 back. And Will Power vaunts himself into contention. He's only 26 points
back. Yeah, that's right. Good runs for most of those drivers. We see cars littered all over this racetrack out of fuel. There's another one. I see Colton Herta, Joseph Newgarden. He's out of fuel as well. So all over this, they were kind of – we haven't seen Grosjean yet, our second-place finisher. So I think he's on track out of fuel as well.
Will Power is on the podium, Michael Young.
Yeah, third-place finish. He went on that three-stop strategy. And you said you liked those red tires. You certainly did. Ran on them through the 3 stints. Fantastic job today. Couldn't quite get around Grosjean at the end.
No, the car was really good, really good. Just tire deck at the end. I mean, I used the tires up getting to him, and then you get some dirty air, and it was just, I'll take 3rd. Yeah, I mean, I did everything I could to get to him because I saw how fast we were catching him, but when I got to him, he sort of just stalled out and kept having little moments, and it just wasn't worth throwing a third place away.
Yeah, you had a moment there in turn five as well. You saved it, so well done there.
Okay, I had a big one there one time. I thought I was almost spun. So, yeah, you just got to keep your head in the game and take the points.
Great job today.
Yeah, thank you.
Will Power comes home third, guys.
I think last year taught him a lot, Davey, with getting that championship and just that one win.
Yeah, absolutely it has. And he's as he said, he's points raised. He's 12. He's 7th in points and 25 back. He actually gained 3 positions in the points championship. So you're right. He's now tied with his teammate, actually, Newgarden.
What a long day it was for Felix Rosenquist. I know you don't come here and do this to finish ninth, Davey, Michael Young, but, boy, he sure had a big mountain to climb today.
Was the hardest ninth-place finish I think I've ever seen anybody drive. You passed 2 zillion cars today. That was a heck of a job after the contact on the opening lap, the spin, and, man, you worked your way through. Well done.
Yeah, I bummed for my McLaren team. In the first lap, I just didn't anticipate how early everyone would break, and I touched Joseph, so luckily he didn't get caught into it, but I basically spun myself doing it, got out in the gravel, got back, and we were last at that point, but the guys just did such a good job on the stand, getting us back in the game, and it was really fun. I thought, for most of the race, we were just rolling, and the last stint, we weren't that competitive on the old blacks, but, man, that was a hell of a recovery for basically starting last.
Well, John, well done today.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Felix Rosenquist will finish ninth today, and we go to victory lane with Alex Wolf.
And Scott McLaughlin getting a big hug and celebrating with the crowd here in victory lane. And Scott, it was an absolutely wild race out there. He said he can't hear me over all of the cheering from that group. It was a loud, rowdy bunch over there. And before you get back to them, just quickly, what a day. It was a true team effort. It was all about strategy, and then it was all about you behind the wheel. First off, just how it was to really keep track of how hectic it was strategy-wise.
It was a hell of a job by my team. Car 3, Thirsty 3s, great pit stop. But first weekend for Good Ranchers on the car. That's why they're going off. So I'm pretty excited for them. That's a super start to our campaign together. But, great pit stops by the team. Can't fault them ever. They're just the best in pit lane. And I had a great car today. Benny, my engineer, set me up. And Kyle called the strategy, and we managed to bring it home.
You set the strategy up to get up there towards the front. And first, take me through that, a wheel-banging battle with Roman. And then if you were able to get by for that winning move.
Oh, look, it was fair game. I left the door open. Shouldn't have. I was angry at myself, but I knew I had a little bit of pace up my sleeve. So used a bit of fuel to try and catch up to him. He eventually made a mistake, and I was able to capitalize with my push to pass. And it's probably, for me, it's my most complete race in IndyCar. So I'm really proud.
You talk about the complete race, and now we move into the month of May. The calendar turns. You got the road race on the big 500. What do you think, looking for momentum?
It's a great way to start May, isn't it? It's not May yet, but it's a great way to finish April, get some momentum, bit of confidence, and attack the greatest race ever in the world.
So I guess lastly, are the steak dinners on you tonight?
What's that, sorry?
I said, lastly, I guess with Good Ranchers, are the steak dinners on you tonight and the whole crew?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a bunch of steak. I mean, for the team, for the fans. We've also put on some beer if you guys want. We're having a party, dude. Yeah.
Well, we look forward to that. Congratulations on a great run.
Thanks, Ed. Cheers.
I think he's having fun, and it's a great scene, Alex Wolf. Great stuff being right there in the middle of it. Let's go to Michael Young.
Yeah, Alex Palou, a fifth-place finish today. Top five, not bad. It was interesting, the strategies, how they played out, having to save those who didn't have to save. Walk us through your day.
We had to save a lot of fuel. We knew from the beginning. I tried to go a little bit faster and overtake Roman at the beginning, but... it really couldn't. We had a little bit more degradation than them, and it was a tough day for us. Happy with the result, obviously, but it was tough to get the fuel mileage, not being able to go fast, and our tire degradation this time wasn't the best. But anyway, good day for the number 10, and cannot wait for the month of May now.
Kind of the opposite for a race car driver, having to save fuel. How difficult was that for you?
Yeah, hopefully we'll get a bonus now from all that fuel that we saved. But, it's not ideal, but honestly, it's the same for everybody. It's still fun, and we couldn't beat them, so yeah, we'll try.
Great job today.
Thank you.
Alex Palou comes home in the fifth position, guys.
Okay, let's hear from Roman Grosjean, who finished the second today. Georgia?
That is exactly right. Roman Grosjean finishing second today, sitting on the wall, actually got towed back to pit lane. Roman, how physical was that race today with the lack of caution?
Yeah, I'm pretty cooked. So it was a tough race, especially that trying to make the two-stop work. Wasn't a lot of fun in the car because of the fuel number, but the car was incredible. So what a weekend for us in terms of pace. We just got unlucky with that yellow, and that's not something we can control.
A second in Long Beach, a second here. You're still fourth in points. We're heading into the month of May, the biggest points month of the year. Do you believe in momentum?
Grosjean is coming.
He finishes second today.
Davey, let's face it. I mean, we hate to belabor a point, but if those first two races, Lady Luck smiles upon him, he could be your points leader right
now. He's not coming. He's here. I mean, he hasn't won a race yet. I know he has a lot to put on his resume, but he is consistently fast. And you got to look at the two that have been consistently fast, just had some issues. That is who got first and second today, McLaughlin and Grosjean.
Well, we wanted a race that was the link to where it made them decide between two and three stops because of how compelling it'd be. And ask and you shall receive.
See, it really was good. You know, as I said, well, we need to maybe mix up a little bit more, but hey, about half the teams did a three-stopper, half did two. Worked out good. They're spread all over. We thought that three-stopper was going to be good with Newgarden, but he ends up 15th.
Head home tonight, and for the next month or so, we get to sleep in our own bed,
can't
huh?
Can't wait to get to Indianapolis. Every time we drive in that speedway, it's goosebumps on my arms, I know for sure. And we're going to be spending a lot of time there and just seeing who's going to be the next Indianapolis 500 winner.
And the first episode of 100 Days to Indy is available now in the CW app. Catch up on all the action from episode one and mark your calendars for episode two, Thursday, May 5th on the CW. The Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix at Barber Motorsports Park has been brought to you by Firestone, the official tire of the NTT IndyCar Series, for redefining the limits. Advance Auto Parts, official checkered flag of the NTT IndyCar Series. Pennzoil, official motor oil of the NTT IndyCar Series. By American Medical Response, official partner of the NTT IndyCar Series and the AMR IndyCar Safety Team. By Coors Light, cold as the Rockies, Coors Light is proud to be the official beer partner of the IndyCar Series. Coors Light, made to chill. BorgWarner, official turbochargers of the NTT IndyCar Series. Henchman Racing Uniform, nothing fits like a henchman. The Indy Racing Experience, the fastest seat in motorsports. Safety Clean, official environmental service partner of the NTT IndyCar Series. Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts, an official partner of the NTT IndyCar Series. By Racing Optics, the official aerial screen and helmet tear-off of the NTT IndyCar Series. By Shell, official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. And by NTT, official technology and title partner of the NTT IndyCar Series. Our driver analyst today was Davey Hamilton. In the pits, Michael Young, Alex Wolf, and Georgia Henneberry. Turn announcers, Jake Query and Nick Yeoman. Chief engineer is Rick Evans. Satellite and technical support by Scott Brigette. Our producer is Sam Rumsa. Production assistance by Paul Levitt. The network director is Chris Pollack. This is Mark James inviting you to join us right here on most of these same stations for complete coverage of the NTT IndyCar Series at the famed Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Join us on Saturday, May 13th for the GMR Grand Prix on the road course. And then a few weeks later, we hit the oval for the 107th Indianapolis 500 on May 28th. It's the month of May in Indy, and there's nothing else like it.
The preceding was an exclusive copyrighted presentation of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network.